Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the bridge and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press, the remix, fresh with no prior song. Whoa. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece of the feet, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. It can't be beat, the class unique. That'll leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive and motivational track to see successful guests promote herself, masturbate. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
And greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in the remix. I want to say peace and greetings to everyone out there. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the remix, everyone. It's Sunday night, February the 16th, and of course, you know where you are. You are live in the remix. I want to go ahead and give out the call-in number, 646-652-2711. That's the number to call. That's going to get you locked into the remix. If you're an international caller and you're out there, no matter where in the world you're calling from, I want to say welcome and call on in. You can call in if you're an international caller, no matter where in the world you're calling from. And you can call in by simply dialing the U.S. country code and 646-652-2711, and that's going to get you locked in. Also, you can use Skype. That's really cool. You can get yourself locked in by coming on over and just clicking the Skype button and Skyping on in. How cool is that? That's going to get you locked into the remix. Also, I want to invite you and let you know that the chat room is open. I see the whole Remix family getting themselves situated and getting set up for tonight's share. Now, I'm going to give you some cosmic directions so you can find your way over there if you've never been in a Remix chat. Oh, boy, this is definitely a very, very, very special treat for you. So you can come on over and you can join us in chat. So the directions are www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix, all one word. That's going to get you locked in. That's going to get you in chat. Come on in. If you're a guest and you're joining us in the chat for the very first time, let me be the first to say welcome, welcome to the remix. And all you have to do is click the link at the very bottom that says sign up. It takes just a couple of minutes. You can sign up. You can tell us who you are. You can come on in. The Remix family is in the chat room, and they're certainly going to make you feel right at home and welcome. So just want to say welcome to everybody. So glad to have you guys joining us here live in the forum tonight. You do want to get yourself on the phone lines because joining me live here tonight is Brother Bilal from Bilal the Experience and also a big part of the Remix family, the share that we're going to be doing tonight, the multi-dimensions of the self. And trust and believe, you want to be on the phone lines because afterwards, myself and Brother Bilal, we're going to be doing readings live right here. We're going to be taking your calls. So you want to get on the phone lines as well, and you also want to get yourself in the chat room. So peace and greetings to you guys out there from all over the world. It is so, what do I want to say? Just such an honor. just such an honor to have you guys joining us in the chat room here tonight. That's always a great treat. Now, the other thing that I also want to remind you, we're going to take care of some announcements, give some shots out. We're going to do all of that good stuff. Tonight is Sunday night, and as you know, the for the Chem Deck goes in. on Sunday night. And so if you don't know what the Kim Deck is, if you haven't been knowing your magic that way, I don't know what planet you've been living on, but I do want to invite you to come on over and join us on the planet Earth, where us here on Earth and other planets are working with the Kim Deck. The Kim Deck is the Know Your Magic Oracle Psychic Deck. It really helps you to stay in tune in these times that we need to be in tune. You don't even have to take my word for it. You can go on over and see what brothers and sisters and people from all over the world have said about the Kim Deck. The information is in the show notes right here on the Remix page. I'm going to go ahead and give you that directions, www.msblueblast.com/cards, C-A-R-D-S, as well as in the show notes. You can also find out about the Know Your Magic audio workbook. It's one of my first audio workbooks I've put together, over 4 hours of knowing your magic. If you're a beginner in knowing your magic, maybe you've been on your journey. Maybe you're kind of been on this journey for a long time. It is certainly something that everyone can use, and it has been helping many, many thousands all over the planet know their magic, which is living life with a purpose. So I invite you guys to take a look at that. I did something else tonight, you guys. I am so proud of this. I want to share this. Also, for those of you, I always want to remind you that you can go, and when you go over to the Android page, you can download the Remix Radio app. Well, I have an easier way of telling you how to get there. So here are some cosmic directions on how you can go over, and if you have a smartphone or something that supports Google device, maybe some of your notebooks, your tablets, your smartphones, your Android phones, or just things that support the Android market, you can go over. This is our very special gift from the Remix that I gave a couple of years ago, and pick up the Android app. It was made by the brother Mark, who is simply amazing. All you have to do is go to tinyurl.com/MissMSBlue, and then Remix, R-E-M-I-X, and just click that, put that in http://, or you can come right over here to the Remix Radio page. Click on that. It's going to take you straight there. The cool thing about it is, as soon as you get over there and you find out about the app, if you have an Android device, it's instantly going to tell you what device you have, and you can put it directly on your smartphone. Now, how damn smart is that? That's smart for a smartphone or a smart device. So get yourself over. I want you guys to get that app. You send me emails every single day through there. You can listen to the Know Your Magic line from there. Keep in touch with everything that's going on here on the Remix. How cool is that, and how powerful is that? So I want to invite you guys to go over there. Just a special little treat from you as some of the things that we do in the Remix. Well, you guys, wow, what can I say? I want to give a big shout out to Self Invested. I want to give a big shout out to everyone who's in Self Invested, as well as the sister Kush and the brother Hawkeye who joined us yesterday. That joined us yesterday in Self-Invested. It was amazing. We learned about sounds and vibrations and tunes. It was a very, very heartfelt share. It was an amazing share. So I just want to thank everyone for being Self-Invested and for being a part of that, and just sending love out to all of you guys, as well as the priestess. We can never leave out the divine sisters that is doing their work in such a powerful way all over the planet, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, doing their work. Want to send love to them. And then, of course, most importantly, all of you Remix listeners out there, I just want to send so much love to you guys, because you show up and you show out and you do what you do everywhere, and it is so amazing. Every time we come together in this sacred space, it is just amazing. Now, Friday's show, That was kind of special. I think you guys can agree, like all the remix shows, we had so much fun talking about lights and illumination and how we can begin to illuminate ourselves and find that inner light within ourselves and just continue to evolve ourselves while growing up on the planet Earth. So if you didn't get a chance to hear Friday's show, or maybe you did hear Friday's show, it was some amazing callers that call in, as always, as a part of the Remix family, sharing their stories, where we all get to learn from everyone's experience and be able to relate it to ourselves. I want to encourage you to download. You definitely want to do that. You want to go download. I want to invite you to do that with this show and all the remix shows. You can actually go over to the iTunes and download all of the remix shows and have them there. You can download the Remix Radio app. And on the app, you'll be able to download everything. You'll be able to go back for years and years and years and years. I can't even tell you. And just about anything that you want to talk about, that you want to know more about, it is there for you. It is certainly there for you. So I want to encourage you to do that as well. I also want to encourage you guys to go over, make sure you leave comments, but definitely to join the Remix Radio page. I want to encourage you to do that because we're going to be doing some special things coming up on the Remix Radio page, having our own little parties over there. So you want to be a part. You want to go over there. All you have to do is click like, and that kind of gets you in. We're going to have some giveaways, all kinds of goodie stuff that's going to be coming up on the Remix Radio page. So I want to invite you to go over there and do that and to download. Tonight, Brother Bilal is going to be joining us. We'll give him his very big welcome, as we always do, for joining us here live in the mix tonight. Of course, you know he's the brother that does the soul alignment readings that so many of you have been talking about and sending me emails and letting me know how amazing that's been for you, as well as the Soul Cycle calendar as well, just really kind of charting your way on your journey and understanding yourself just at a much, much higher level. So welcome, everyone, to the remix. We're going to get ready to dance. We're going to listen to some Baby Blue. We're going to listen to some Baby Blue. We are. We're going to listen to some Baby Blue, and we're going to dance. We are going to dance. That we're going to do. And, yeah, and then we're going to get right into the share, the multi dimensions of the self, right here, live remix, and so glad to have each and every one of you joining me here.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
So true. If nothing else moves you, life will. That is so true. So now, here's what I want everybody to do. I want you to get up. Get up. That's it. I know tomorrow, for some of you, it's a holiday. It's President's Day. And you may or may not have to work tomorrow. But I want you to get up. I want to invite you to get up. Get up out of your seats wherever you are. That's it. Get up. Get up off the couch. Get up off the bed. I see you over there sitting on the floor. Get yourself up. I see you. If you're at work, and I know some of you are at work and some of you are moving around, that's cool too. You can just kind of nod your head. You know how you do. Just nod your head a little bit. But I want us to really, really begin to take this in, and I want you guys to dance with me on this song here as we get ready to get get ready to get up and just get into it. So here we go, everyone. Welcome to the remix. Let's move our energy, our frequency around as we get ready to get into the share. All right, that was Pops and the Staple Singers, and of course, you guys know that's one of my all-time favorites, definitely on my Save Me list, my playlist, I'll Take You There. So, peace and greetings, everyone. Welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and tonight, joining me here live in the forum is Brother Bilal from Bilal The Experience. I'm also the brother from Self Invested, who works here. I do want to tell you a little bit about some of the work that Brother Bilal has done for those of you who may be new and maybe you don't know. He does the soul alignment readings as well as the soul cycle calendar. He deals with those different modalities in a very, very ancient way when it comes to numerology and astronomy and just dealing with energy as it relates to the cosmos, period. And to reach Brother Bilal, it's a couple of ways that you can do it. You can email him at Bilal, B-A-L-A-H, the experience, at gmail.com. And you can find out about all of those things that he's doing. You can also catch him in Self-Invested as well. And so I encourage you to definitely reach out, but we're going to give a very, very remix welcome to our brother and a part of the Remix family as well, to Brother Bilal. Peace and greetings to you, Brother Bilal.
All right. I am here. How you doing?
Wonderful. How are you?
I'm excellent. Good. What's up with the Remix family?
The Remix family is in the house, showing up and showing out as always. They are here, nice and charged up. Good to have you in the forum, and a great time, Brother Bilal, because I know we got a lot of things to cover. We definitely want to check in with you to find out what's going on out in the cosmos as well.
Wow.
But I want to talk about the workshop we have coming up, the seminar, the love seminar that we're having. Seven Layers of Affection. I want to tell you guys that myself and Brother Bilal, we're going to be doing this. It's going to be going down on February the 22nd. Now, here's some of the details that I want you guys to know, that you can participate from anywhere in the world. Doesn't matter. As long as you have access to the internet, the computer, you need to have a good connection. But if you have access to a computer and to the internet, you can definitely participate, or you're able to call in from anywhere in the world. You'll be able to call in. So those are the two ways that you can participate. And I guess this is a good time for us to kind of cover, I guess I'll do this. Who should attend? You know, seven reasons why you should attend this workshop. You know, we started out, and one of the things we'll tell you guys is if you love yourself or know somebody who loves you, you need to be in this workshop.
Yes. This will not be your traditional take on love.
Not at all.
We don't do anything in the box. And this actually was inspired in the month of November.
Yeah.
Did not know it was going to be a workshop, but we at that time right now, one love.
Yeah.
But it will not be the traditional sense of traditional take on love. We're really going to expose it. That's why we say the seven layers. But each layer, shit, damn near may require an hour. So we're going to be pack a lunch because I will be charged up like the damn phone. For real.
Yes. Pack a lunch and maybe a snack and a dinner because we will be going through it. It is going to be an all-day workshop on February the 22nd. And for those of you who are interested and you want to find out more details, just email question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. Put love that you're interested in the love seminar, and I will send you all the details. So many of you have already secured your spot, so we're looking for a lot of brothers and sisters all over the planet that's going to be participating, and definitely that's going to be it. Yeah. Hmm.
Also gifted to all our self-investors, no doubt about that.
That's right.
And you know what? I actually worked on work with relationship fitness for almost 6-7 years with doing relationship fitness. Me and my brother, we were traveling doing relationship fitness, keeping your relationships in shape. But it's always tied into love because, you know, whenever we talk about relationship, you only think about the male and female union.
That's
you understand?
Right.
So, but we getting ready, that love is going to be off the chain.
Coupled with all of our experience together, you guys know you're going to get some eons worth of stuff that's going to be going on. It really is. I am very, very honored and excited to be a part, part of this as it's being birthed out there and just to share this information. So, seven layers of affection. Love seminar going down February 22nd.
Yeah.
Yes, we're going to have so much fun. So the good thing is, let's just say you say, oh, my goodness, like I can't make it that day, but I definitely want to have it. We will be recording it. Now, the recording will not just go out to anyone. We're not doing like any after recordings. But if you have secured your spot before the 22nd, then you will be able to get a copy of the recording and if any material or anything is being out, because a lot of times we like to send out some digital magic, and you'll be able to get that as well. So, again, question, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue, at gmail.com. Who should attend? If you love yourself or know anyone who has or ever loved you, that's who should attend. So there you go. We want to make sure we're clear about who should attend.
Yeah.
You know,
even if you hate yourself, shit, that's a powerful energy itself. You know what I'm saying? You hate yourself, come and fall in love.
Come and fall in love all over again.
It came from love, the byproduct.
All of the above. Just excited about that, you guys. And, gosh, it's so much. So now it's all kinds of crazy things that are going on, Brother Bilal, in the weather. So in the weather we can see it. In the cosmos we can see it. So I definitely want you to check in. I know I'm going to be talking about some of those jet stream things, but just kind of bring us in, kind of woo-woo us in a little bit about what's going on all up in the sky and all up in us, because it's all one.
Mm. Oh, it is. It truly is. But you know what? This, you know, we've already been talking about this for a minute. So, I mean, it's nothing new with the weather pattern you're experiencing right now. But, you know, I love words, but I need everybody to understand what this is. This is really, we're in justice. We are in justice. Injustice is just ice. So meaning it's just ISIS showing up.
Beautiful.
That's what you're witnessing. It's just ISIS. Look at it like that.
Just ISIS.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, we will even manipulating and playing with the weather for his harp and all your different people manipulating the weather. It's all designed. It's all supposed to happen. You understand? This is everybody is working for one source, period. There are no enemies in this thing. Even the person that woke up with the idea to you know, manipulate the weather are doing their job. We're going to come to one conclusion overall. So this is just ISIS, though. Don't panic.
That's just ISIS.
Okay?
Just ISIS. Even the earthquakes and everything. I want to talk about the jet stream, because this has a lot to do, wouldn't you say, Brother Bilal, with what's going on and what we can see as far as the freezing cold weather and all of these things that are coming in. Now, I want you guys to understand this. The jet stream, if you're not familiar with what that jet stream is, that is, it's almost a force of air. It's a force of energy that is moving and moving very, very fast. And the jet stream, mostly a lot of this is Gulf streams that are coming in out of the Gulf that's affecting a lot of this thing that are going on. But remember, we had a lot of oil spills. We had the BP oil spill that we had going on a while ago, and it was a lot of oil spills going on. And the area of the oil spills is what we call the engine of the Gulf. Now, here's a couple of things that I want you guys to understand with this jet stream coming in. You understand? And I'm thinking about everything that you were talking about justice, about all of this being a part of justice, and it makes so much sense. Because these jet streams, whenever we get these jet streams, these are evolved souls making their way out of different dimensions coming through. So these jet streams, when they're coming through, they are really ridding themselves of everything in this reality. They are letting go. They are shedding their thing. So this is another reason why the weather is freezing cold. You understand?
All right.
These jet streams are coming in. And particularly when we start to think about Georgia, we know that that was one of the main slave hubs for those souls who were transitioning themselves from one place to the other. Now, I'm not telling you that these are those same souls, because most of them have moved on, reincarnated, and done a whole lot of things. But what is happening with this force of this jet streams, this is them really sort of kind of pulling that energy out of this dimension and away from here. They are pulling this energy like a vortex. Now, how does that vortex connect with us, and how can we begin to use this energy? Not by focusing on these things that we can see in this 3D dimensional reality. That's not going to do you any good. We can all look outside and we can debate whether or not it's snow, or like you were saying, Brother Lau, or if it's harp, or if somebody is doing anything.
Right.
That's what they want you to do. They want you to stay right here in this dimension and not understand exactly what is going on. This is the perfect time for you to begin to release these things from yourself, to let things go, because all of this is in the atmosphere. And I don't care where you are, there is one thing that the weathermen has been talking about. They were even talking about this in Europe. There are high winds going on everywhere.
Right.
Places who do not get it's getting wind. It's because this vortex is open, and it is sort of a cleansing. But we're getting this cleansing through the air. See, most of the time we're used to being cleansed through either fire, or we're used to being cleansed through either water. But remember, air can purify as well, too. And so this air, as it's coming in, is doing, it's an opportunity for you to do a cleansing on a mental, physical, spiritual, and a heart level. This is the opportunity for you to do this. So we will have a longer winter. We will have more snow and more cooler temperatures in places where they're not. There's something I want to tell you guys. You know, I deal a lot in the Akashic Records. And when I'm inside of the temples, and if any of you have ever physically traveled to the continent of Egypt, as we know it now, or Kemet, and you've ever been inside of the temples, they are freezing cold. The temperature is cold in there. It is very cold.
Right.
It's cold in there for a reason. It is a reason why that coolness, while that cold is there. And a lot of this has to do with purification, and it has to do with how spirit energy travels and what goes on, what happens in the mind, what happens in the body when we begin to read colder external temperatures, because it causes that chemical reaction to happen from within. So a lot of times we kind of challenge you when you're in your house not to heat your body so hot that you become an illusion about what is really going on. Allow yourself to feel some of the coolness that is within you. You understand? Because this is a part of the spirit moving. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, as you were saying, it made me think about the hospitals. How freezing cold to be in the hospitals.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because, just when you were saying that.
Yes, because it does have a lot. Now, we can learn a lot from heat, too, don't get me wrong, but the cooler temperatures, particularly when it comes to us as melanin. And another thing I want you to pay attention is that this jet stream is directly connected with the oil. We know the oil is that symbolic symbol of melanin. So this is about melanin rising. It's about the purification of the oil coming to the surface. So a lot of these things have manifested themselves into the atmosphere. You understand? It is raising your frequency and consciousness. We have different vortex that opens up for us. And when these vortex open, it is a time. And I know you're going to speak on this, Brother Bilal, because you was talking to me about the downloads coming from the sun. So all of these things are tied to each other. This download is coming because it is an opportunity for everyone, and everyone on the planet has melanin. Now, granted, we can go into the debate about some of us with more than others, but that's not what this is about, so we won't go there. But this is an opportunity for melanin people to utilize the spiritual vortex to raise your consciousness. A lot of people are having rashes. They're having stomach viruses. They're having cases of diarrhea. All of these things is what your physical body is telling you that it's time for you to raise your spiritual consciousness. So when these things are starting to impact you, things of the blood, these type of things, it's telling you, okay, you're getting a little too comfortable where you are. This is your choice, and we always have free will, that you can begin to step a little bit more into your spiritual consciousness. Code word for last show we did, get out the ghetto.
Right. Oh, moving on up like the Jeffersons, huh?
Yes, yes.
Oh, man. But I tell you, you know what, but the freeze is also an indication of how hot it's going to be this summer.
Oh, yes.
So we're witnessing one end, but we got the, you know, so it looked like it's extreme on both ends, but this is just an indicator because it has to balance itself out. It has to balance itself out. So we're talking about heat waves. And even to a sense where you would never, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that, because you would never think that this is still the side effect from what happened with the BP oil spill, because it happened so long ago.
Yes, yes.
Because remember, it takes time for these things to develop, but we're witnessing the effect of that.
Yes.
All right? Mm-hmm. And, you know, so... But you know what? I'm going to make this real simple, and let's go in the kitchen. Think about your kitchen.
Yes, I love my kitchen.
Do you know, now think about this here. Do you know the standard faucet has the hot on one side and the cold on the other? The hot is always to your left and the cold is to the right. Go
yes.
in the bathroom.
Yes.
It mirrors. It's the same thing. It's standard. Go to yes. any Home Depot, any Lowe's in this country, you will find your standard
yes.
is hot to your left and cold to your right. All right? So this is so important for what we're going to be talking about tonight.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Because it's really you understanding the dynamics of both of these. And for everybody, whenever I say right, think right hemisphere.
Mm.
When I say left, go left hemisphere, even if you write it down. But I want you to be able to hear right and left hemisphere. Because I heard you on the show Friday night when you was talking about what the right side produces. What was that what you were saying, Ms. Blue, about the right side and the left side of the brain?
The right side and the left side as far as the information or the impressions that we get or how we process information. The left hemisphere or the left brain processes 40 pieces or particles of information per second. 40 pieces.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's capable
mm-hmm.
of processing. The right hemisphere, on the other hand, is capable of processing 800 million particles of psychic information. That is the unseen. So the
right
40, which is seen, and then the left 40, which is seen, and then the right, which is 800 million, which is unseen, that is coming at you. Yes,
mm-hmm.
which is connected
mm-hmm.
to the higher self or the oversoul or whatever we want to call it. You know, the one
right.
universe, the divine. Yes.
And beautiful. I'm glad you say that, because I want you. But let's go back to the faucet in your kitchen. Is not right. The hot and cold are not clashing with each other.
Not at
See,
all.
They are there to balance each other for a certain temperature.
Yeah.
Just like taking a shower, you could make it real hot, and then you start turning the knob to it, you get it just right, because you need a mixture of cold and hot together to make
That's
the temperature
right.
comfortable for you.
Yes.
So now what that have to do, look at the right, there was it, the right side of your faucet is cold. That's the energy of Isis.
Yeah.
All right? Oh. Because Isis is just like you're taking it from a freeze position, like taking the picture. Just like taking the picture, when you tell somebody stop to take the picture, they freeze.
Freeze frame.
They freeze.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so what the right hemisphere does, now look what you say, the left hemisphere is developing 40 frames. So
yeah.
the right, pass it over to the left, which is like the red room where you go and develop a picture.
Yes.
And as you develop that picture, you come to your conclusion so you can finish it out. I'm going to make sense
yes.
of this in a minute. All right? So...
Mm-hmm.
This, we're gonna start right here. This is one of the master keys of the self. Doing everything right. And when I say right, think about right hemisphere.
Yes.
Doing everything right by the way of excellence. Listen to me good. You will never get a bad night's sleep if you do everything right. And I'm not talking about right based
yes,
on someone like else's expectation
perception.
Of their standard.
Right. Not wrong and right.
No,
not wrong.
We're not even talking about. We're talking about doing everything excellent.
Yes.
There's no substitute for excellence. For black excellence, there's no substitute. All right? Because this is one of the major things that's blocking your consciousness. How you go explore to the other dimension, which we truly are multi-dimensional.
Right.
And nothing is right.
Nothing is right. Yes. Yes.
Because we're talking about the right heinous that we have to go. We are righteous people.
Yeah.
The key to clear sight, clear mind, harmony, all of those things come from doing everything right.
Yes.
When something is done right, there's nothing else left.
Left. Yes.
Let me tell you, listen. When something is done right, there's nothing else left to see.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So keep that, because I really need you to see this, because as you see this, this is how we start to merge the right and left hemispheres together. So remember, when I say right, think hemisphere. When I say left, think hemisphere.
Yes.
Because what determines if something is right? How you know something is right? Because you become absent of your thinking.
Yes, as long as you're thinking. And I just
something not right.
Yes, something's not right. That is so true. And, you know, this is something that I was actually speaking to. We had kind of did this lesson about the particles with the priestess. And we were talking and I was sharing with them. It's amazing how the left brain is only capable of processing 40 particles per second.
Mm-hmm.
And the right, you got 800 million particles coming at you, which is really unlimited information, unlimited potential. But it's so easy for us to get stuck left in 40. Yeah, that's deep.
Now, but listen, because that don't make one greater or lesser. What happened is you get stuck on one picture of your life, and we're supposed to bring these pictures into development and put it away.
Yes.
There's no way you're supposed to still have a picture in your brain from damn 8, 9 years old. It's supposed to come to a close. The picture is finished. That's why it stays as a negative.
Yes, yes, exactly.
That's why it stays as a negative.
And the left brain was not even designed for thinking.
That's not exactly. Exactly.
That's why
expression.
It's expression. It's why it only can process 40 particles per second, because it's not designed for thinking.
Yes.
Yeah.
And see, look, and so listen at this. This is how you know when something is right. The mind become definite. Think about a definite mind. When you're definite about something, the mind is definite. Let me make you understand what that means. When you get to the part of the process when everything feels good and is done right, the mind becomes deaf in it. It's deaf inside the process. You can't hear the mind no more. The mind is definite. That's how you know it's right. There's no more talking. There's no more battle in your mind. You have a clear picture on how this is going to go.
Yes.
So, let's simplify it a little more. Let's take you, Miss Blue. Let's take you baking a cake. Let's get real simple. We're going to make this so simple. Let's take you baking a cake.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
and you invite me over for this cake you known for making, this 7-Up cake, since we're talking about seven layers, the 7-Up cake you make, been in the family recipe for years, and you invite me over to get a piece of cake. All right, that's fine. So what you do, you're mixing all the ingredients together because you know how to make this cake for real.
Right.
But what? See. But what happened is somebody then misplaced your vanilla.
Not the vanilla.
And look, this is your key ingredient to the cake. Without this key ingredient, the cake won't come out right.
Sure won't.
The cake won't come out right. But what you do, you substitute it, you go to the store and buy a cheaper version of the vanilla, because that may be all they have, but it still interferes with the recipe that your great-great-great-grandmother then passed down.
Oh.
Okay, yeah. Here we go. Watch how simple this gets. Okay, I come over, the cake is ready, I bite into the cake. I'm looking around because I just can't be the damn cake y'all been passing down for 70 damn years. This can't be the cake. Something just not right. And I'm going to give you the proof when you know something is not right, because there's too much cake left.
Yes. It's a key sweat moment. Something just ain't right.
It's too much cake left.
Too much left.
Because something wasn't done right. Hemisphere.
Wasn't done through the right hemisphere.
When, also, think about it. When you say left, you always talking about leaving.
Yes, yes.
It's only supposed to be right and left. Think about it. Left means you gone already.
Mm.
Left is connected with leaving. That's why I'm leaving all this cake on the plate.
Leaving it.
And I'm a prove to you, you know it wasn't right, because you keep damn asking me, how was it?
Was it good?
That's,
you want to
know? That's how
tea?
You know it wasn't right. Because
you
if you knew
good.
It was right, you wouldn't ask me anything.
That's right.
Because there wouldn't be nothing left.
You'll be cleaning your plate. And what do people always
and
say?
Look,
you don't hear
check
me, you don't hear me
blue. I don't even leave with no cake.
You know.
Do you see how the right and hemisphere come into play?
Yes. Leftovers is poverty.
Yeah, yes.
Leftovers
yes.
is poverty. That's what it
yes.
is. You
yes.
eat some leftovers.
Yes. And see what happened, it wasn't what I expected.
Right. Mm.
It wasn't what you expected.
Yes.
I mean, didn't you hear that before in relationship? He left
oh, yeah.
me. He left.
He left, girl. He
listen,
left.
Left hemisphere. Listen good. He left me.
Yes.
Now, something left. Just not right about that, because look, why did he leave? Because at one time he was treating you right.
Yes.
And he just got up and left. Ain't that the famous quote? Until you do right by me? Isn't that the quote?
Until you do right
do
by
you
me.
Do you see why excellence is so important?
Yes.
Because it's about doing it right. It's about doing it right. Just think about when you're talking to someone. And you know they're telling you a damn lie. This shit is not adding up.
Mm-hmm.
Something just not right about this story.
Yes, that's why Keith Sweat's song to this day is a hit.
Something, yes.
Just ain't right.
Don't you be ready to get the conversation over? Aren't you ready to leave? See, because when we talk, see, when I'm talking about wrong, I'm talking about the absence of excellence.
Yes.
When something is not done right.
Yeah, and what Beyonce say, to the left, to the left.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Because I'm leaving.
Because I'm leaving.
So look at it like this here. When you're looking at the right, think about the right hook. Not in the boxing sense.
Right.
The right hook. The hook, just like a fishing tube, the fishing hook.
Yeah.
All right? Look at the right as the hook, and look at the left as the bait. Because the left is the bait you put on the hook. That's why the left hemisphere is caught up into debating.
Yeah.
You debating about doing something. And what happened when you are debating, something might not be right. The timing may not be right. May not be the right situation. You may not be at the right place in your life.
Right.
But listen at what's behind all this. Truth be told, we love each other so much that we hate to hurt each other's feelings. Ain't that crazy?
Yes, but so true. Mm-hmm.
But this is an internal love we have for each other. I just couldn't hurt your feelings and tell you that cake wasn't right.
I just couldn't hurt your feelings and tell you that
I
outfit.
I couldn't hurt your feelings.
Ooh, that outfit right there.
I just
there.
Couldn't tell you. I just couldn't tell you. That's really the ultimate love because we do it so much we don't even realize we're doing it. We're really doing it from a place of love. I just can't hurt her feelings.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But what happened here? What happened when we spare someone's feelings at the expense of our own? What happened when we spare someone's feelings at the expense of our own?
They're saying all kinds of things in the chat room. They said you get a flat cake. Yeah. Your cake falls.
Yeah.
You get a flat cake.
But look,
cake.
But check this out. By you not being honest with this person, the cake go damn stay flat because you say you like it. And every time you come over,
yeah.
instead of putting
yeah.
that shit to make it rise, I'm going to make it flat because he was so excited. He didn't say anything. He didn't say anything was wrong.
That's right.
But you like the flat-ass cake.
You know what?
But this is how right and left go against each other. But
yes.
we're still at this point.
Mm-hmm.
When we spare someone feelings at the expense of our own, what are the consequences for that?
Yeah,
and this
everything.
Is what starts to block our consciousness.
Yes.
This
mm-hmm.
is what starts to block our consciousness.
Mm.
You know what it's like? It's like going downtown in any metropolitan city in this United States. You're going downtown to the CBD, and there's tall buildings downtown, right?
Yes.
This is no different from you walking in between two buildings, and you can't see the light. It's all shaded. You no longer can see the sun.
Right.
It's all shaded.
Mm.
So I'm going to give you the two tall buildings that we all have stood in between.
Yeah.
The two tall buildings. I mean, one like Sears Tower, one like the Empire State. I'm talking about two tall buildings that we're standing in between.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Everybody, write these two buildings down.
Write these two buildings,
two buildings.
Down.
The first building is expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And the second building is anticipation. Those are the two mega towers that's blocking the light of your consciousness. Your expectations and your anticipation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I was expecting this cake to be good after 70 damn years of making it. That's what I was expecting. That's why I was anticipating
right.
on having a nice, moist cake in my mouth. But that didn't happen. It didn't meet my expectations that I built up because we're building
yes.
expectations and anticipation.
Yeah.
Watch expectations. Expectations is when we're using our perception to produce the outcome before it happens.
Yes.
Whenever we're expecting something, we are producing an outcome. It's our perception. We're producing the outcome from something we was expecting. That's why when it's not met, disappointment shows up. So the tenant in this building of expectation is disappointment. That's who's leasing the space.
Disappointment, yeah.
So this is what you have to do. This is the key to this. Learn to leave disappointment where you find it.
Mm-hmm.
Unload the disappointment. Don't ride around. I'm not going to leave the house and ride around with that disappointment about that cake. I'm going to let you know before I leave. This is what holds a lot of us down. This has become the foundation to expectation.
Yes.
Now, anticipation is when you're looking forward to something that mm-hmm. you really want. But what's happening, you producing the act in advance. It's your preconception that's making this not working. It's not going to work when you preconceive these things. So you are letting your preconceptions build the experience before you have it.
Before you even can have it, yes.
I'm anticipating. That means it's connected to, that's why everybody's so impatient, because you're anticipating. I can't wait to taste this cake.
Yeah.
Until I taste and I realize I could have stayed where I was.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So true.
Yes.
And I could have not made the cake. I could have waited.
Especially without the key ingredient.
I could have waited another day and let me went to the store and got the right vanilla and did the cake right. Yes. Mm.
So who would have expected?
That's right. That's right. Beautiful. You know, this kind of reminds me of a story. And if we have time, I want to kind of share this here because this goes right in alignment with everything that you're saying, Brother Bilal, about, mm-hmm. you know, participation and expectation. And I'll make it real short because you guys know I can be a little long-winded, but I know that this fits in. This is a story I want to kind of tell you about somebody that we're all pretty much familiar with. Or maybe have some sort of understanding about this. But it's a story about two men, two powerful men.
Mm.
And we can say that one of them carried the code of expectation and the other one carried the code of participation. And so I want you guys to have those two things in mind because these were the key ingredients in this particular story. As these two buildings, which we're talking about, two men built this very strong building, and then what ended up happening as they understood about expectation and anticipation, two powerful things. Okay, so one of them was a hair designer. He was also a fashion designer. He was a hair designer, doing his work and really, really loving it, loving the work he did. So he got inspiration like many of us do in our lives. We get inspiration about things. And he decided that he really wanted to change how he was doing his clients' hair. He wanted their hair to have, you know, to be able to be styled a lot faster. He noticed that the longer his clients were sitting inside the chair and sitting inside the salon, it wasn't making them happier. It was making them unhappy. So for them to get the look that they wanted to get, it was taking too long. So he wanted to see where he could come up with for a product that he could help his clients so that they didn't have to do this. But the product was not for the client at all. It was for the stylist, not the client. Mm. But the stylist would be using it on the client. And so he came up with this amazing product that instead of doing all of these steps that they used to have to do back in the day, wash, condition, depending on if you color, condition, that he would cut out a lot of those steps, and you could wash and condition in one wash. You could put different products in your hair and not have to wash them back out. There could be a leave-in conditioner. So back then you had to, anytime you put a conditioner in your hair, you had to rinse it out. Well, this would cut down on a lot of that because you could wash your hair and then you could condition it and then you could style it right away. So he came up with this amazing product, but like many people who come up with great ideas, that's not the end of it. You understand? That's not the end. So even though he had this beautiful vision about what these expectations about what this product could do, he didn't know how to get it out to the people he wanted to get it out because he was a stylist. But as with us in life, we always have people around us who help us and support us in things that we do. And one of his best friends was a salesman. Well, he knew his best friend as a salesman. And his best friend did what best friends do. They came together, and just like Brother Bilal was saying, we love each other so much we don't want to tell the truth. So his best friend didn't want him to know that he was not as successful as he was. And he was selling encyclopedias. So he told his friend. His friend was like, you know, man, you sell things, don't you? You're pretty good at that encyclopedia. He was like, oh, man, selling encyclopedias, it's easy, man. Like I go out and boom, just like that, people are buying encyclopedias. They were buying them. It's crazy. Like I could sell about 30, 40, 60 encyclopedias. And if any of you, either parents, because we have some people my age or older, or some of you younger, you may have met that your parents had to go on a payment plan for encyclopedias. Encyclopedias
right.
Got a whole lot of damn people back in the day, okay? We wasn't using our brains thinking we could go to the damn library. You know, people was, you know, they was paying encyclopedia payments like they were paying car notes.
Right.
You understand? So he was selling these encyclopedias, and he was selling them to people all over. But what he didn't tell his friend is that he wasn't as successful at that as he would like to have been. Okay?
As he expected, right.
Yeah, as he expected it to go. It didn't go that way. And so things were a little touchy-feely. But he really had that passion and drive in his heart for sales. And his friend knew it. So his friend said, hey, man, I got this product. And and this particular product that I'm putting on people's hair, man, it works really well. Now, he was not a stylist. But his friend showed him how to use this product, and he went out. And day after day after day after day, because, you know, he had great anticipation, they both did, about how well this product was going to do. And, you know, they sat down, they often talked about when they were able to get it up and running, that they would go into these salons and the stylists would go crazy. And day after day after day after day, people told them to get the hell out of their damn salon. They weren't interested in that shit. So talk about expectation and anticipation, but they kept at it. They kept at it. They just kept going. They kept going. And so the one friend who came up with the product became a little weary because he had invested everything that he had. His friend who was selling the encyclopedias, not so much. He didn't have anything. So he really couldn't invest anything, but he told his friend, what I can give you is I will give you the best of me, and I know that this could work. You just stick with me and we're going to work this out. So they kept going. And out of every 500 salons they went to, one would say, yes, we'll try it. So he would do all kinds of things. How about if you buy 10 bottles and I come back at the end of the month, the 10 bottles you didn't use or sell, I'll buy them back for you. He was trying to give them every kind of guarantee he wanted, but the process was very slow. But they had an opportunity, and they met a gentleman who was looking to invest. And this gentleman said, check this out. I'm looking to make some money, and this product that you have here, it looks like it's a whole lot of money that can be made, and I have the money. The only thing is I don't want to stay with y'all long term. I'm letting you know I only want to make some money. I want to invest. I want to get my money back, and y'all can go on and do what you want to do. So it looked like a perfect triad coming together, the two big buildings. and this investor who was really literally their sun. It was their light. They could see it. It was shining bright. But what had happened, like you were saying, Brother Bilal, they hadn't built those buildings up yet. Those buildings was getting taller. So that light was getting dimmer and dimmer the taller the building got. So all of a sudden, the friend was able to do what he was able to do. And he was able to get over 100,000 orders. 100,000 orders. So the expectation was so high. They were so excited. This was finally going to be it. Now, in the meanwhile, the friend who was the salesperson, and I'm going to try to make this as short as possible, the friend that was the salesperson, there were strains being placed on his marriage and his relationship. And his wife had got tired of all of these expectations and all these anticipations that only led to disappointment. And so she gave him a final ultimatum. Right when he was about to close this deal, they had already secured everything. They were about to sell 100,000 bottles. And his wife said, check it out. I can't go no further because I have been through so many expectations and anticipations, I can't do it. So he left, told his wife she can keep everything. And he started living in his car. He didn't even tell his friend. Wow. He was living in his car because, again, we love each other so much that we don't want to tell each other the truth. So his friend is going home. He owned his salon and he's doing all this, but his friend who's helping him is homeless. Every day he's going to the truck stop. He's spending 99 cents because that's all the money he has that he can spend, and he's getting one egg, a piece of toast, and a piece of sausage. That's it. That's his food for the day. Y'all not hear me? For the day. This is his food.
Wow.
He lived in his car because he had no money to drive his car because it takes gas to drive a car. So every day, his friend is thinking, how's it going? Because his friend is getting a little weary. He's like, man, I didn't invest in everything I got, everything I own, everything I know. Everything is in this business. So he has to keep the faith for his friend. He tells his friend, man, just hang on. He said, I see you getting a little tired, but this is going to work. On the day that they are to close the deal, they got the paperwork, they got everything, together, they sitting at the table, the investor comes in, and he says, what you got? And they said, listen, you told us to go get these orders. We have right now secured 100,000 orders. And the investor looks at them and says, that is, oh man, I didn't think y'all could do it. But guess what? I found something else to invest in.
Whoa.
I found another product that I know is going to work. Y'all keep going because I knew you had it in you, but I found something else that came through a little quicker. You see, the investor wanted to make money quick. He said this investment came through like 4 or 5 days that I talked to y'all. It came through quicker. You was taking too long. You know, every day I talked to y'all was telling me you got 10 orders and 20 orders. It was taking you too long, and I'm trying to do what I'm trying to do. The friends were devastated. The two buildings, the two tall buildings, realized that they could no longer see the light. It was blocked. It was no sunlight. there was no sunlight at all. Now, here's the difference between the two friends. See, the one friend that was selling the encyclopedia, he had already had them blows. He had taken so many, talk about throat and bows. He had already been bruised, knocked down, kicked up, all of that. So he told his friend, he said, listen, his friend was devastated. He said, listen, man, this can work. We'll find more investors. Between the two of them at that time, they had less than $200. He said, but just hold on. this is going to work. And I promise you, if you stick with me, we're going to make. Now, keep in mind, this is the friend that's homeless living in the car. He said, if you stick with me and we stick in this, this can be a $100,000 business. Brother Bilal, I want you to just speak on expectations again one more time for me, and we'll keep going here.
Well, no shit. I mean, you heard it just now as you were telling this story, because it's like the last thing they were expecting was this guy to pull out. And this is how we keep building those buildings. You understand? Because that, I know that was the last thing they were expecting. Especially when you get that close and you start anticipating the next move. You could really understand why people, why sisters waiting on a Superman type brother who could leap these tall buildings, because so tired of being disappointed time after time.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So these two brothers, these two individuals, the one friend was so devastated. It was a big blow, and all of us knows how that disappointment has hit us. Like you said, Brother Bilal, we keep those picture frames in our mind from the time we've been 3, 4, 7, 8, 9.
Right.
You know, it could have happened 30 years ago. Excuse me. Mm. So then the friend just couldn't do it. He had invested everything in his business, his family. He had children, and he was getting weary. That was a big blow for him. It was a very big blow. And every day this friend knew that he had to do things to keep his friend's hope up. The business did start to take off. It did start to make money. And it did go into the millions. The story that I'm telling you guys about is the story of the brand that we know, the Paul Mitchell brand. So when you see Paul Mitchell products, this is the story of Paul Mitchell. But the story gets a little bit, it takes a little twist here in this Paul Mitchell story, because the founder or part of the founders, the gentleman named Paul Mitchell, well, his name is actually John Paul, and then Mitchell, they both have the same middle name, which is Paul. So they are both, one is John Paul and the other one is Paul John. So they kind of have the similar name, which is interesting that they're friends. We know these things are not by accident in our soul group. We find each other for many different reasons, and we get confirmation along the way with that soul group. His friend.
So Paul Mitchell, not the same person?
Paul Mitchell is not the same person. They're two
people. Oh, okay.
And it's interesting because before I knew this, I always thought Paul Mitchell was one person. I didn't know that Paul Mitchell was two people, but they're two people. Then what ended up happening is that the friend ended up dying from pancreatic cancer. Now, we know, we've learned from our brother Wayne Chandler. You guys have heard myself speak about it. Dr. Yu has spoke about it, Queen Afua, and many others who've been on the show about our organs and how they hold different things inside the body. And there is no greater holder inside the body than the pancreas. His pancreas took a blow that was so deep for him. It was deep-rooted disappointment, to show you how far disappointment can sort of root itself in us. And his friend just never was able to recover from that level of expectation. This is why it's important that this message that we're sharing here with you today, that you really begin to take a look at it and take it in your heart. I certainly know I am. So he could not recover from that. He made his transition. And after he made his transition, like many of us who have maybe had a parent or somebody very close to us who have made their transition, that's a hard thing to bounce back. He left his portion of the company to his son, and boy, his son came in flying and said, oh, I want no part of this shit. go ahead and buy me out. Because I see what my dad's been through. I don't want no parts of it.
Wow.
None. You can count me out. Go ahead. Take me out of it. But Paul told his son, he said, listen, I talked to your father. I know your father's vision. And just like I told your father, I could get this company. I could get us to $1 million. Now, one of the things about the Paul Mitchell brand that you may or may not know, that they give away millions of dollars a year to all kinds of causes. And that was really the big purpose there, was to serve, like many of you who are here to serve. But the side effect or the opposite side of serve is submission. And not submission in the sense of somebody whipping you, but a lot of times we get into that position where we want to serve so much that we build up these tall buildings of expectation and anticipation, and then when the blow comes, it's way too much.
Yeah.
It's way too much. So what ended up happening, his son decided to stay and to foster his father's dream. Now here we have the other Paul, who was there from the very beginning. You know, he's no longer living outside of his car. You know, he's no longer having to tell these lies to his friend about how well he's doing when he knows on the inside it's just tearing him down. He took a trip back to the diner where almost for 5 years he could only pay for the trucker's meal of 99 cents. And he finally was able to order himself a decent meal. And while he was there, it was bittersweet for him because he was enjoying all of this wonderful thing, and I'm going to make this quick. He was enjoying all of this wonderful celebration of seeing these things come to pass, but he didn't have his friend right there with him to celebrate this. But he continued to keep going, learning the lessons he's learned about expectation and anticipation. And one day a man comes to him, a friend of his, and brings him a gift. He gives him something to drink, and he tastes it, and he says, what is this? This is like the most amazing thing I have ever tasted in my life. He said, I got it in Mexico. He said, you got this in Mexico? He said, yeah. He said, I've never tasted anything like it. He said, well, I met this gentleman, and he makes this. He takes a lot of pride in this. What you were talking about, Brother Bilal, about excellence. He takes a lot of excellence in his work, and so he only makes a small amount of this, and he really only gives it out to a select group of friends, and I was able enough to get this, and you being my friend, I wanted to give this gift to you. So he knew, Paul knew at that time, he needed to take a trip to Mexico. And so he did. And he was able to meet the man who made this tequila that was out of this world. And so he began to think to himself that this would have been something he would have loved to have sat at the table and broke bread with his friend and shared their dreams together about how they made them possible. He started to talk to the man and he said, I want to ask you a question. Do you think that you can make me about 100,000 bottles of this? And the man said, first he told him, no, I can't do that because this is just me here and it takes time and I have to do this and I do it a certain way and I put it together. He said, well, maybe a smaller quantity at first, maybe about just 100. Can you do that? And the man said, well, yes, but, you know, we take a lot of care in this, and we do this. Well, they sat down, and what Paul wanted to do is initially he wanted to get this and give them to gifts to friends. But he is a man about excellence. And so what he also did is he hired some artisans. These are the finest craftsmen in any continent. So when we're talking about the difference between an artist and an artisan, that's someone who's really embedded into their craft. They study it. You understand? They want to achieve that level of excellence in everything that they do. And he got some of the best glass blowers that Mexico had ever seen. These were skilled artisans to make every individual bottle
for this tequila to go in. And not only did he want it to go to that level of excellence, but the other thing that they came up with together was that each one of these bottles would have a number on it to show that there was excellence from the time of gathering sort of the natural herbs and things together, from making the tequila, from putting it into the bottle, from blowing the bottle, from making the engraving sort of the serial numbers on them, from the corks where they would gather the material. Absolutely everything in the process was at a level of excellence. He got the bottle and he started to give it out to friends. They were so amazed by it that they said, this cannot be contained. You have to share this with the world. And he did. And many of you have tasted in this fine tequila, because the name of this tequila is called Patron.
Patron. Damn, I never expected that. Damn.
Yes.
Wow.
It is Patron. So the same gentleman.
Paul Mitchell, the hair people?
Yes, Paul Mitchell hair people is also the people who came up with Patron. Patron. Mm. The difference in the two stories, one was felt with a lot of success, but a lot of heartache. The difference in the Patron didn't have any expectations and no anticipation.
Right.
That's the difference.
Damn,
that's the difference.
That's it.
Patron.
Damn. Now I would have never expected. Nah, that got me. You got me on that one. Nah, wow.
That's
damn.
It. That's the difference.
Damn.
Pure inspiration. Coming from his soul, he did that out of his love. He wasn't even concerned about selling it. It was supposed to be gifts. And to this day, every single bottle of Patron, 60 hands touch every bottle. And that signature, that engravement on there shows you that they know who the 60 people are.
Now, let me tell you something. You know it's All-Star Weekend here in New Orleans.
Yes.
I was hanging out with a few people, some big music recorders, okay? And look, we're talking about different things. Do you know this guy say the song that blew for him was the last one he expected? Not the one he liked. He thought the one he liked was going to take off, but the last one, the one he didn't even like, the last one he expected is what blew him.
Mm.
And I'm so glad you touched on that, because please be conscious that we are living in two worlds.
Yes.
A world we can see. In the world we can't see.
Yeah.
In the can't see, the invisible world is 95% the reality.
Yes, and 1% this reality. Yeah.
That's it.
Mm.
Do you know how big the ocean is? Do you know how many different species are in the ocean?
Yes.
Even the millions they have found, do you know is a billion still yet to be discovered? You can't see that world in the marine life. You don't have the technology to go and see that whole world.
Yes.
So do you know how much of you that has not been discovered yet? Where are you in the backstage of your life? Your life is not about everything that we can see physically. Just because you look healthy don't mean you're healthy.
Right. So true.
Those are perceptions.
Mm.
So what's behind the scene?
Yes.
See, this is why we have limits to the consciousness. Because you don't consider the world you can't see.
Yes.
And listen at this here. Any limitations you set on yourself are yours.
Are yours, yes.
all yours.
It's your limitations. Can anybody do that to you? This is an inward reality. Any limitations you set, know that they are yours.
Yes.
How the hell are you going to be a limited man in an unlimited universe?
Right. No longer are we on the hero's journey. We talked about that last year. We've been off of the hero's journey. This is the inward journey, not the hero's journey.
That's what true transformation is about. Experience can only be experienced on the inside. It's happening on the inside.
Yes.
Experience do not happen on the outside. It's all inward.
Mm-hmm.
So even when I was eating that cake, it was a certain thing I was looking to experience, but it was experience on the inside, period.
Yes.
And we could see what your limitations are based on what you're creating.
Yes.
You don't have to tell me if you believe in what you're doing or not. I will be able to see it.
That's right. Clear. Crystal clear. Mm-hmm.
So just think about when you have a big magnet of disappointment in your life and false expectations. You start to attract more of it.
Yes.
You get used to being disappointed. You start thinking it's right.
It's normal. You say,
and
oh,
you start
no.
thinking being disappointed is the right way. Think about when you say, whenever your expectations are not met.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever your expectations are not met, that's just like going to a business meeting. Expectation is meeting up with anticipation.
Yes.
This happens when your expectation is not met. This is the meeting of the two worlds. Isn't this what happened in a relationship? What happened in a relationship when you say, hey, baby, we need to talk? We need to talk.
Yes, we need
look,
to talk.
Listen to me. I don't care what the damn subject is. You can only talk about your expectations and the damn aspiration. That's all you can talk about.
Expectation and anticipation.
Don't it always talk? You know, baby, I was expecting. You say you was going back to school, and I was anticipating on you. Yeah. See, it always goes to expectation and anticipation, no matter what the damn subject.
Yes.
It's a meeting.
Yes.
If you're not meeting the expectation, it really was none.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So how we can talk about exploring all these other worlds and you living inside of expectation? How about you clear yourself of having expectations? How about you really get to understanding where you become so conscious, and I show up to eat that cake, and I'm expecting it to taste good. When this cake don't taste good, my mind automatically shifts to know I must be here for another reason besides this
right.
cake.
It ain't the cake.
So let me see why I'm really here. So think about that. We are obligated to assist each other on growing. That's why when you ask me how is the cake, I have to be honest with you because that's what's going to help you make it better. I bet you don't leave that ingredient out again.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But I can't afford to carry that heavy weight of disappointment. I have to leave it with you.
Yes, leave it with you. Yeah.
Just like what you say, dump it, huh? I got to leave it with you.
That's right. You got to dump it. Dump it as soon as possible. That's why I came up with dump it. That was one of the main concepts behind dump it, because of expectations and anticipations. And where do you leave them? Where do you leave them? How do you release them? How do you let them go? How do you send them back out into the universe so that it can be recycled back into positive energy? Because it has to come out of your body, because then it starts to impact your heart. It starts to impact your liver. It starts to impact your blood. It starts to impact your mind. It starts to impact your, for women, it starts to impact your second heart. For men, it starts to impact all kinds of organs in your body. It starts to impact everything, your kidneys, your gallbladders, your adrenals. It starts to impact. It starts to fester. It starts to grow. All kinds of things starts to happen when you don't release it, when you don't leave it, when you don't dump it. Yeah.
Make it easy on yourself. Just do it right.
That's it. Do it right.
Think about the weather. What they saying about the weather? Something not right.
Something not right about the weather, y'all. It's
cold. They gave us the damn leftovers. Something not right. You got to make it right because it's an internal justice that has to happen.
Yes.
When you start to understand there's an internal justice, all is just.
Yes.
All of it. Not a piece of it, all of it.
Yes.
And why is this lesson so important right now? Because it's time to travel the whole spectrum, what we could see and what we can't see.
Yeah.
The whole reality, it has to come together. So you can't no longer be just stuck in doubt on the other end, arrogant as hell. Nobody can't tell you anything. So just even understand that your expectations may not always be lived up to. And when they are not, leave them where you find them.
That's right. Leave them. Leave them.
Leave them where you find them.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to get mad at you for being honest and leaving where you find it.
Yeah. So true.
Because that's the only way we're going to live in the surprise of it. Your expectation will always be met if you don't put none on it. Be open.
You can never be disappointed. You can never be disappointed.
Be open.
Yeah. Be open.
Be open. Be open. So, you know, I wanted to tell you that because I do want to bring something up. I do want to bring something up right here. Consciousness is a product of the self. It's not the whole self. It's a product.
Yeah.
Just one expression.
Yeah.
Because what I have identified are 12 different stages of our existence on different planes. And we've been working on this for a little while, me and Miss Blue.
Oh, yes. Y'all are going to love this. Woo!
And I have to, you see, because if you're on the right side or the left side, the shit is not really going to, it's not going to impact you because you're not going to even consider because you're stuck somewhere anyway. You're stuck expecting something.
Mm-hmm.
But we are all living on 12 different planes at one time. When you bring your ass, when you go to sleep here, you're waking up somewhere else.
Yes.
And we have the proof.
And I want to say that. I know we can't go, I won't go into everything. We won't go into everything of that.
Oh, we have the proof.
Trust and believe we got the proof that is going on.
And look, we are, if you remember in biology class for some of us, they had the chart on the wall and they had the boy or the girl on this chart, and they say they grow every 7 years. They're growing to a new stage. Well, they only was talking about the physical, but this is not just physical. Every 7 years, whether you want to or not, you are being rebirthed, transformed into different ages, and like we said before, even dying on some plane.
Yes. And you know what? I want to say this, Brother Bilal, that makes so much sense. And I want to kind of bring you guys attention to where science, modern science, is catching up with some of this information on some planes. This is how they know that organs now can regrow themselves. after 7 and 10 years. You know, you get different organs after 7 years, after 10 years. The cells have completely changed themselves. And a part of this is sort of what you would call the leftover effect of what is really going on all these other 12 planes.
That's right. We are collecting our consciousness from different realms. We truly are. That's why you even have someone working at a McDonald's at 17 that haven't collected the consciousness of the 21-year-old stage, and when they hit the 21, they come to a new realization and realize they don't want to work at McDonald's for the rest of their lives.
Right.
So at the age of 17, transform energy and become older, those are the ones start owning the McDonald's.
Yes.
Everybody is not designed to be super conscious all at one time. There are stages.
Yes.
There are stages in your evolution. You're not going to come here with the damn information of being 70 years old, it's nothing to damn unfold.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You're not going to unfold that at 12 years old. It's different stages, and it's going in increments of 7. The whole procession and spirit of this life is calculated with Uranus because it holds the spirit of man, male and female.
Together.
So all of us are born in different ages. So we do have an age of Aquarius, but the age of Aquarius was from 1997 to 2003.
Mm-hmm.
Those children are 11 to 17 right now, and you won't see that come into full manifestation until it hit the other end of the spectrum. I'll tell you about that in a minute. This is nothing unique to just one person. It is happening. Go to sleep tonight and watch you wake up somewhere else.
We got the
you
proof.
You do it every goddamn night anyway.
Yes.
All of the ages are merging. We are getting ready to go into ground zero because the age that's going to be mirrored right now is 1972. It's coming online. Those people are making 42 years old this year. That's a pivotal point at 42. Age of power. And that's inside the age of Libra. It's different ages. Listen, where we are sitting right now in 2014 is being mirrored. It took 77 years to get back to this point where we are. We are mirroring 1929. We are in that period at the other end of the spectrum because we're talking about different ages. Those who were born in 1968, from 1963 to 1968, was in the age of Virgo. And watch how simple. Well, listen at this. 1968 going into 1969 went into a different age. 1969 went into the age of Libra. Let me make some sense of this. Martin Luther King was killed in 1968. He did not cross over into that new era, the new age of Libra. And Libra is the valley of decision. A valley is the lowest point in between two mountains. Didn't he say, I stand to the mountain? He saw the mountain coming. He saw the age of Libra coming in.
Yes.
He got hit before he went into that age. They hit Tupac in 1996 before he went into the age of Aquarius because each one of us born in different ages, and when you know what age you're born in, You know your soul group. You know what group you connected to, who you are hosting here on this planet. You have a natural connection.
Natural, yes.
This is serious. But it goes in stages of seven. So you know how you always heard we have all these different zodiacs in us? Well, you really do.
You really
because
do.
You're not the same on each plane. You live in all these different lessons on different planes. And when you die on another plane, you're bringing that collective consciousness where you are here.
So true.
And that's a fact. And we damn sure have the proof. I can't, Ms. Blue, I can't wait till you start the readings again because the new version of the Akashic Records are like the Akashic Records on steroids. That's how serious it is.
Yes, it is. I just want to tell you
unreal.
Guys. Unreal.
Unreal.
Yes. And, you know, like you said, Brother Bilal, we've been working on this for quite a while. And we literally have the proof. The proof is there.
Yeah.
This is not guesswork. This is not just because we say it is. Yeah.
I came back from one of the realms with this information.
Yes.
It gave me a pattern of numbers, 7,057 numbers.
Yeah.
Scenarios from 84 to 80. I'm talking about a whole pattern. I ain't know where this shit was going. I can't make this up. I ain't know where it was going. But it broke every stage down. And I can even look at the, we're going to even look at what era you were born in.
Mm-hmm.
You can even look at when people make their transition, when they're going to show back up, because they're going to come from the opposite end of the portal.
Yeah.
Just like Bruce Lee. Bruce Lee passed in 1973, which was in, he transcended in Libra. And the opposite end of Libra is Aries. We right back in it. So you could expect the evolution of Bruce Lee to show right back up. We do it all the time. We check out at a different one portal, and we come through another. It will not stop.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We are all different worlds. And that's why this is not a brain matter. This is not a brain problem. The brain will not figure this out because the brain is from this world. It's connected to this consciousness and this sensory perception.
Yes.
Not out of this world.
Right.
Each world has a different reality, but sound is universal.
Universal, yeah.
Infinite justice. Everything justified, whether you like it or not. Whether it look like it's in your favor or not, but it's justified. Period. It's just. Oh, yeah, it's freezing, but it's just ISIS. It's just ice. Just ISIS. It's no other way. There's no other way it could have gotten this cold,
right,
for all of this to take place. I mean, it's just, you know, we just, you know, it's a beautiful time, to be honest with you. No right or wrong. It's just what it is. Enjoy the ride.
That's it.
But just know that you're not just here on one plane. I could tell you what's going to happen in the next few years. I'm telling art is on the way. Whoever wants the art is on the way.
And we talked about that, too, in some earlier shows, how music would change. I think this might have been a year ago, 2 years ago, we talked about it, and how artists would come back out, and we would fall back in love with music and art and this creativity,
and
the innovation.
We are a few years off from that because art is going to hit the scene and it's going to blow your mind. I'm going to tell you which generation. Watch this here. I'm getting ready to tell you right now what generation is going to is come here to transform and do the resurrection. That's the generation from 1976 to 1982. They are here for the resurrection because they came through the age of Scorpio, which is about the resurrection of death.
That's right.
1976 to 82.
That's
and it
right.
would make sense that Kanye West calling himself Jesus because he was in 77, he's connected to transformation and the rebirth, naturally.
Yes.
The other in the Scorpio is Taurus.
Yes, Art. The origin, all a part of the origin.
Yes,
the origin.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Look, the generation that's going to transform it, With new self knowledge and education, the most educated is Sagittarius. Those who came, and when I say came in the age of, this is the most potent energy that they came to the planet with, is the years 1983 to 1989. They are going to rock this shit. They're going to transform it with education.
Beautiful. That's what's
damn,
up.
Damn, all of them going to have damn doctor's degree because they professors.
Yep, I know that for sure because
my
son
whole spectrum.
Is in there. He's in that group. Yep.
Got the whole spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, we are after 1987 right now. We're going to be doing a free seminar for 1987, which those are turning 27 years old.
Beautiful. That's right, you guys. And we will be posting that. We're going to be doing a free seminar for those.
Yes. Priceless.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's inside of Sagittarius.
Beautiful.
See, we just using the traditional names that we've been using for years.
Right.
Remember, there are 88 constellations. I'm just using the ones you're familiar with.
Because he can say some names, y'all. Y'all be like, huh? What? Who?
Yeah, he's got different constellations. And remember, I'm just using the name to describe an energy. I'm not caught up into a Libra and a Virgo. I'm just using it to describe the energy. Yeah. I'm so far past that.
That's right. We are all those things. We are every sign.
But if I could get you to understand the micro, the minute part of it, you're going to see how big this thing gets.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to get out of that left hemisphere. The main thing, guess what the main thing supporting the left hemisphere? Keeping the left going. The major number one thing, guess what it is?
What's that?
The news. The news.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing but bad news. That's what supports the left hemisphere. Nothing right.
Yeah.
All bad news.
All bad news.
They don't come on top of news talking about nothing good that happened.
Mm-hmm.
You get that at the end, the last minute. You even have astrology on the news. Don't you have astrology on the news with make predictions on the weather? That's the meteorologist is an astrologer. So you believe in astrology any goddamn way. You just don't know what they're calling it. They're entertaining you with sports. But the bad news keeping that left charged up. You start to think everything wrong.
That's right.
You mean to tell me ain't nothing right?
Nothing right. Wow. Powerful. Just powerful share, you guys. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
beautiful.
We're having a lot of fun.
Yes. Well, again, you guys, Brother Bilal from BilalTheExperience at gmail.com is how you get in touch for those soul alignment readings and those soul cycle calendars, which we'll talk some more about that as we continue. 646-652-2711 is the number to call because we're going to be enjoying this lot of you on the phone lines tonight. It's a whole lot. We're going to be taking your calls and doing some readings here and just keep getting it in. Really just kind of
talk about the expectation. Talk about what has been your expectation you keep holding on to. What building you can't leap?
Yeah, what building can't you
leap? Anticipation.
Yes, yes. All right, you guys.
Do you realize why people think doctors are so powerful? You know, it's only one reason is because they're giving you an expected date on birth, on life.
Yes. On life, yes. On life.
They're letting
death.
You know when you could expect your baby and death, right?
And death, yes, life and
now,
death.
Now, if the doctor want to impress me, let me know. He gonna get here May 13th, 7:22 in the morning, and tell me how many pounds. See, that's when you're doing it for real. But I could tell you it's coming in 9 damn months.
Right. I can look at that.
Yeah, we figured that out ourselves, right?
We used to do it ourselves. We didn't go to no doc, midwife.
They can't do it. They never told you it was going to be premature. They ain't never told you that.
No, never. Never told you.
Expectation.
Never told you we needed to induce you.
Yes.
We need to induce you to get the baby out you.
Let's go behind
How
the
crazy.
Stage, please. Please, let's get on the right side. Righteous people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how they even came up with the C-section. We need to see, and we need to open up a section in you because we need to see in that section.
Right.
We need to know what the hell is really going on in that C-section. Yes. All right, you guys, we're going to go to the phone lines, and I'm going to be perfectly honest. It's hundreds of you on the phone line, so I'm just diving in. No expectations.
There we go.
No expectations whatsoever. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone line. International callers, you can do that as well. You can also Skype in if you would like as well, to get on. You can get on the phone lines as well. So I'm just going to pick a caller here calling in, it looks like, from area code 301. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
This is Robert.
Okay, Robert, and where you're calling from?
College Park, Maryland.
Where you calling from?
College Park.
Okay, you're kind of breaking up a little bit. If you have us on speaker, please take it off because it's kind of hard to hear you.
Okay, I'm calling from College Park.
Okay, you're calling from College Park. All right, greetings, Robert.
What you got for us, Brother Rob?
I'm just calling in and listening to...
Okay, Robert's call dropped. We're going to go on and go to the next caller. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 980. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Well, my name is Larry.
Okay, greetings, Larry. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from North Carolina.
Okay, greetings.
All right, what's up, Brother Larry? Let me get your birthday right fast, man. What you got for me?
31050.
1950?
Yep.
Okay. What's happening with you tonight, big brother?
I love what you're saying. It's all true.
Mm.
I feel it.
You feel it?
I was just thinking about, I was talking about that the other day about, I always say I wanted to live to be 250 years old. People thought I was crazy saying that. But I'm saying that because I think I felt like it was something I was supposed to do, and it's going to take this time for me. Like I was supposed to transform myself into, not transform, but, you know, it's something going to happen, and I got to be there for it to happen through me. So I was wondering about, like, the Nephilim the other day, and they talk about how they live to be hundreds of years old. And I was wondering about their consciousness. I mean, what did they see and what did they know? And that period of time that they lived, they must have experienced a lot of things, you know. And
Larry, for some reason, your mic is coming in muffled. Do you have us on a speaker, maybe too close to you? Something there.
Yeah, I have a headset on. Is that better?
Say something for us.
Hello?
That's better.
Oh, yeah, you clear. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I had it too close to my mouth. Yeah, you know, and I'm saying, like, they live like 1,000 years, and we're only living like maybe 80 or 90 years, 70 years. Our grandparents, and before that, they lived to be 120, 150 years old, you know. And it seems like as time goes on, life expectancy is getting shorter. They're telling you it's getting longer, but it seems like it's getting shorter. The chemtrails, mm-hmm. all these things that they're doing, they're trying to cut you off from this consciousness that's coming through to deliver this this energy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
that's what I believe anyway, you know. And then what you're talking about tonight coincides with what I was thinking about. Because I used to listen to...
Yeah,
you know,
in which way you feel, brother?
What do you mean when you say that?
With the expectation and anticipation?
Oh, that's the problem right there, you know. That is a basic problem, you know, because I had put in there earlier, is there any exercise that you could do to try and stay in the now, you know, instead of trying to be ahead of yourself and mess everything up instead of letting the universe handle it and be there to go for the ride, like Mr. Blue said, you know.
Paul, the part of conquering it is becoming conscious of it.
Right.
Now, let me tell you, if you've been doing this for 64 years, you know you're not going to do this overnight. It's just you becoming conscious of your expectations. And when you do build up expectation, become conscious that you have one and kill it. Don't have no damn expectation.
Right.
Live in the moment of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's always presenting itself. See, because I'm expecting you to be teaching right now. You're a natural teacher. Why are you not doing that?
I am. I'm doing it.
You're teaching?
I do it in my way.
And that's what it's about.
Yeah.
That's what it's about. Because, see, you have to go after this disappointment that we're holding.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go after that.
Okay.
But it's nothing that could stop you from living those 250 years. Who's setting the damn time?
Yeah.
See, you're still using their time system to base this on.
Yeah.
No, but that's why I said it, because I want to step outside of that. You know, I don't want to be in there. I want to be outside of it. So I said something that is impossible. I mean, people ask me my age. I always tell them I'm older than what I really am, because I'm not there. I'm... Where, you know, I'm past that, actually, you know.
Yeah. And you had a pivotal point, because let me tell you, you came in the age of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Based on my technology, on what you came in the age of cancer. This is the love and the nurturing of the family. You came in that age.
Right.
So your biggest thing is health. You got to bring people back to health. That's what you teach them, through health. Because that's your most challenged area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, that is so real, because that's what I'm about, you know. But that's my biggest battle too, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm fighting with that, and I should, you know, I've been there where I was vegetarian, you know, I didn't eat meat, I did everything right, you know, and then. I have a habit of, like, going back. I'll go back just to prove, like, I could come out, you know. So it's like you go to hell so you could walk out of hell, you know, show people that you could do that. Because a lot of people say they can't do it, but you could do it, and it's not
a
problem, you know. Yeah, so
nothing can stop you.
I stop
smoking. You're fueling this world with your own thoughts. That's what's bringing it to life.
Okay.
All your negatives are being fueled from your thoughts.
Right.
You see what Ms. Blue said earlier on how the right hemisphere processing 800 million and the left hemisphere only 40 frames? Because it's pictures we need to frame and put that shit in the file cabinet. But we ducking the damn pictures. We have to frame them and put them up. Rack them and stack them. Get the shit out the way.
Right.
Because the negative is important. If we didn't have the damn negative, we wouldn't be able to develop the fucking picture. We need the damn negative. Negative is not damn negative. It's proof.
Okay.
It's proof.
Yes, yes.
You the healthiest man in the damn world. If you the sickest one in the world, go to the other damn end. Stay, get off the wrong end of this shit.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying.
You know what you need to do.
Yeah, I do.
You already know what you need to do. Can't nobody tell you. You having the inward experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know what you need to damn do, man.
Yeah.
Stop making damn excuses.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And the main thing you said was when you mentioned those doctors, you know,
mm-hmm.
you sit there and you listen to those doctors and they tell you all kinds of things about yourself. And, I mean, I don't believe any of them, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I just look at them and tell them, you don't know shit. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. You know,
well, they destroy
what you're
the
telling
world.
Me is
they destroy
that somebody
your world.
Did. Somebody told
when you give
you
your
that.
Word to them, and when they say, stop smoking, brother, you'll stop smoking. You say, oh, yeah, I'm going to stop smoking. You dead, no, because you know you're going to fucking smoke. You've been doing this shit 6 years. How you going to damn stop
right.
tomorrow?
Right.
They done just killed you and gave you a damn death sentence. You agree with these damn people. Smoking ain't the thing killing you. It's the thing that caused you to start smoking and was killing you. Not the damn smoke.
Not the smoke, don't you?
Yeah, you're right about that mind game, because that's how I stopped smoking. I'm just playing a game with myself.
Yeah.
Where, you know, like I had to go grab a
checkmate your
like,
damn
yeah.
self, man. Checkmate.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I love this show. It's beautiful what you're talking about.
Well, that's good.
I appreciate you, man.
Yeah.
Yes, appreciate you. I definitely, if you're open to receive this, I can also give you some more jewels to take away.
Sure.
Let me ask you a question. What was your name again?
Well, I'm Nova.
You're Nova. Yes, I knew you were Nova in the chat room, but who did you say you were when you came on the line?
Larry.
Larry. Larry, let me ask you a question. When I say the word master to you, tell me what comes to mind for you.
Think about myself.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because even though you were talking, when you said your name, that's what I heard you say internally. I heard you say, I'm master. Isn't that interesting? I think that's like some cool shit. Like, I heard you say that. And that's a beautiful thing. That's a real beautiful thing because truly, when it comes to your higher self, that's truly who you feel you are. You are the master of your world and everything that is actually in it, that you are the master. And the reason I say that to you is because I know Brother Bilal was speaking to you and he was talking to you also about some things about where you thrive at as sort of this teacher. And health is really where your innovation comes in for you. A lot of your enlightenment, too, comes through the form you've learned through studying those things about health. One of the things I will tell you is you're kind of what I call a master-level soul. You're one of those masters. I can agree with you. So, you know, our souls have different levels. You know, we were talking about us being on different dimensions. Brother Bilal was explaining that and how we're living somewhere and dying somewhere and all kinds of things are going on. Well, on this plane here, you're a master level soul. And that's great because a lot of things, like I said, is about discovery. Master level souls are all about discovery and enlightenment. That's your shit. That's you. That's what you do. You look for it everywhere. So whether you're walking down the street and you see a homeless person, or maybe you're in $1,000, you know, a store looking at something that costs $1,000, you are not looking for the essence of what it's worth here. You're looking for the enlightenment in it, in all situations.
Right.
Yeah. And that I love about you, because I see that light in you. I see that light. I want to kind of give you some things, because there's something else that comes with this level of being a master soul here. And master souls, and any of you who are out there that are master souls, this is something else your soul group deals with. You deal with a whole bunch of anxiety. And I'm going to explain this to you so you can really begin to understand where this is coming from. When you feel this anxiety and it starts to build and it starts to build, it starts to build, it is a reminder to yourself, don't forget this, that you're not being your master. See, we embed different codes into ourselves when we come to the planet to remind us of the work we came here to do. So whenever you're experiencing this anxiety, I want you to take a look around and see who you've given your master card to.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind. That's definitely a key right there. That'll open a lot of doors and drop a lot of negative things off around me. Yeah.
Yes. That's where it's coming from. So it may have been sort of this thing that you're thinking somehow that your consciousness is being blocked because of chemtrails. You gave your MasterCard up. See, because you're a master soul here. You're not a new soul here. You're a master soul here. You decided to come back at the master soul level. So you have to always make sure that you got your MasterCard on you. You got to keep it. At the level that you're at a level 7, what's going to rock your world better than any woman has ever rocked your world is when you give your MasterCard up. When you give that up, it's the game is over.
Right, I'm never giving that up. You can't give it up. You can play all the games you want, but you can't give it away.
That's right.
That's yours, you know. Yeah,
so I want you to take those things into your spirit. The other thing I want you to do is to get you some lavender, and also get you some, hold on, I'm getting ready. I see it. I just don't know what it is. I'm getting ready to tell you what the other thing is. You're going to get you some lavender and some lemongrass and put them together. Find you a nice silk piece of material. Even if you go to the store and just tell them you just need them to cut you a little square, that you can just take something and tie something natural like a rope around. And I want you to carry that with you, and also keep one next to your bed, and to smell that to wake up sort of the energy inside of yourself. And then I also want you to do more of touching on your body, taking your physical hands and speaking to the organs in your body, especially your adrenals, because your adrenals are racing so damn fast. I thought the Summer Olympics was about to happen when you came in the chat room.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. And you would to even take some lemongrass tea and even some lavender and some of those natural things, and start to really use a lot of the herbs to really support your energetic body. But this is where the anxiety is coming from. And I know you have bouts with them, and they come and they go, and you've been trying to rack your brain, literally trying to figure out how the hell and where the hell is it coming from.
Yeah, okay. It's can't give up my okay, I understand what you're saying. I know what to do.
Can't give your MasterCard up. And you're going to say, damn, this is magic. Miss Blue told me that. This shit is magic.
It is. It is.
So,
that's exactly what it is.
I just kind of wanted to give you that, because it's not often that I have a soul at the level of mastery call in. So I wanted to kind of drop that gem on you. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Yeah, peace and love. Hold on.
You're right, my man.
I use it wise.
Hold that MasterCard. Hold that MasterCard. All y'all masters out there, y'all better keep y'all MasterCard. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 773. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Christy from Chicago.
Okay, Christy from Chicago.
All right, a little chilly out there, huh?
Yeah.
No, you wasn't expecting that. What the hell?
Oh, the last time that I got through with you and Brother Bilal, my call dropped. I didn't hang up. My call dropped.
Okay, well, thank you for clarifying, because we sure don't remember, girl. You didn't have to say nothing.
Let me get your birth date. Let me get your birth date.
02-17-1989.
Hold on, 42? 02. Okay. You say 79?
02-17-1989.
All right, 17. Okay, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, so
how you doing this evening?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm fine.
You sound a little nervous now. What's really going on?
I'm okay.
We don't like okay around here. You know, that ain't one of my favorite words. I don't like okay.
All right, let's see.
Wait a minute. What did you say? Was your give that date again?
My birthday?
Yes.
It's 17. It's coming up in a few hours.
A couple of days. Right now.
A few minutes. It's going to be my birthday.
Wait a minute.
All right.
It's going to be my birthday.
Yes.
Happy birthday. Damn, you serious? Huh? Shit, right here. Happy birthday. I'm sitting up here and saying nothing. No, no.
That's why I kept listening. I'm like, wait a minute. 02-17. Right now, everybody is telling you happy birthday in the chat room. They're throwing hearts.
Oh, thank you.
And everything telling you happy birthday. That is so beautiful. Spending your birthday with the Remix family.
Yes.
Yes, I'm so glad I got in.
Yeah, you inside that generation I was talking about that's going to transform it with spiritual knowledge and everything. That's that the age you was born in is the age of Sagittarius, and that's with the hands. The one thing that's going to block your expectations is you trying to make the shit happen too fast. Your aspiration side would mess up the expectations.
Mm.
What you're aspiring to do, you, because if you look at aspire, the word spirit is in it. What you aspire to do, just slow up. It's going to happen. Take my word on this. Just do it excellent. Do it right. Just stay right. You don't have to rush. You don't have to manipulate nobody out of nothing. What's yours is going to be yours no matter what. But stop being in the rush. The rush is the thing that's going to shut you down. You got to see, that's what I'm saying. Listen to what you say, right. Make sure you keep it right. But the main thing I'm telling you, if you just get the lesson on just taking your time and doing it right, get out of competition with other people, because you're having an internal experience. That's the only place you could ever have an experience. Nobody can see it for you, do it for you, and your thoughts and your thinking would be your only limitation. So if you think you can't do it, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you're in a great cycle. You're in a great cycle. Take your time. Do it. Excellent. Nobody will go behind you and say, she messed it up. Do it excellent to your standard. That way you sleep at night and you don't owe no one anything.
Yes, yes. Now, I want to kind of just kind of add on to that. Happy birthday to you again.
For real.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. That is just so special. And again, tell me your name. I have a real hard time sometimes kind of getting that. What was your name again?
Christy.
Christy, this is what I want to tell you. What's really, really interesting is that in your past lives, that you have come to Earth, how could I say this? You wasn't as afraid as you are now. Does that make sense when I say that to you?
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you're real afraid in this life. Let me tell y'all something. This is the type of sister that if she could, she'd be carrying an AK-47 in her bedroom with her. Wouldn't you, Christy?
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah. She would have an AK-47 laid up on her bed and say, okay, I'm good now. I could get ready to go to sleep. Wow. You remember the TV show Get Christy Love? That's her. Christy ain't no joke. So, Christy, you know, for you, one of the things that everyone really, really love about you is that you get along with people very well and you can work with them very, very well. The only thing is that inside, like Brother Bilal was saying, you're having a whole nother conversation and they don't know about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. A whole nother conversation, and a lot of it is because of mistrust. And because of that mistrust, don't let Christy's little sweet little demeanor fool you. This is a gangster we got on the phone. She's a little gangster. Christy's a gangster. You come after her, oh, she going to be plotting and scheming to get you back.
Oh, yeah.
This is how, and I'm going to tell you why, because you're kind of what I call a level two soul that's here. Level two soul, they ain't no shit to mess with. They off the chain, for real. Level two souls are off the chain, and that's what you are. In your past lives, you were not this fearful, but here you are. So I'm going to tell you about one of your biggest things, where one of your biggest challenges is about mistrust. You still with me, Christy?
Yes.
Yeah. So this is about you and your mistrust. And, you know, you kind of put your trust in the wrong place. And when the trust don't come, you want to get vengeful. And then you start seeing things black and white. And you can't see past this and you can't see past that. The number one thing you have to do is really disconnect yourself from a lot of things. And I will go ahead and applaud you because you're doing a good job. You're doing much better than that than you were about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're doing much, much better than you did 2 years ago. But you have to disconnect yourself from a lot of that because it just doesn't feed you well. And it puts you into a place where it's a lot of mistrust going on. And like Brother Bilal said, your work that you came back here to do is a lot of great work. And so you do need to get connected with the right soul group so that that can come online. But if you get caught up in distractions, then you're going to be somewhere playing gangsta when you should be somewhere doing some innovative shit. You understand? Your mind will get you so caught up in that. So disconnect from those things. You know it's good. Sometimes I like to click on and I take a peek in at the Housewives of Atlanta just to see how crazy they ass is and then just click it off. But you've got to disconnect yourself from that because that to you is like poison. And it allows you, it stifles you in speaking your truth. Your throat chakra right now is even closed. It's so tight. It's open, but it's tight because you're not, the truth is coming out. And then you have a lot of fears about your mistrust that's there. And so it's causing all kinds of conversations to go on inside of your mind. So start disconnecting yourself from a lot of the BS. Don't let people sell you pipe dreams. You understand? Especially not pipe dreams about your consciousness of what you feel inside your heart and what you know to be true for you. And disconnect from a lot of the BS. Disconnect from it.
Hmm.
All right. You there, Christy?
All right. Yes.
All right.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday Thanks. To you.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Nicole.
All right. You're welcome. Peace and love. Right. Don't let it fool you, y'all. That's a gangster. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 858. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 858.
Oh, hi, sorry. Hi, I'm Alexis, and I'm calling from Newport Beach, California.
All right, Alexis from Newport Beach, California. Come on down, Alexis.
My birthday is 10/14/84.
That's what I'm talking about. Alexis came on like a champ.
No, it happened, huh? All right. Oh, man. What is one of your biggest expectations?
Oh,
God. That's been blocking you, you feel.
Expectation? I don't know. I do want to know what I am here for, like what my life, you know, me as a soul is here for on this planet, in this life, I guess. That's
well, give us some type of idea. Let me. I mean, you've been with you for a minute now. Give us a little idea what you think.
Okay, expectations. So I guess as far as expecting to find out what I'm here for, well.
Alexis, Alexis, hold on, dear, because you're on. Hold on one second. You're on the remix. See, we caught that. We asked you. Brother Bilal said, you've been with you for a long time, so what do you think you're here for? You went to a whole nother subject. Then you went back to what you didn't want to talk about.
I misheard what you had said. Okay. You know, I don't know. I don't know what I'm here for. A couple things that are definite. I'm very creative, and I'm a very positive person. But other than that, I don't know. I guess I expected to know, like, my family members knew what they were going to be, and that expectation was never met.
Did they really? Did they really know that?
So far, yeah. I mean, yeah.
That's your perception. You can't have an inward experience with someone else. That's still your perception.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be the majority perception of people even looking at the situation.
Mhm.
But yeah.
The biggest part of this is to keep living, just to keep experiencing, to keep moving forward. You can't. Yeah. You're not going. You see, because what I see, I'm gonna tell you what I really come to see, even in the soul alignment readings, we get our job confused with our purpose.
Yes.
Right.
And see, that's why a lot of people start figuring, man, forget the job because that's mundane. But you pick the job for a certain purpose. It's connected to your work. And this is one of your weakest points is researching. Because if I do all this damn research and tell you what it is, you're not going to believe me any damn way. You will go do what you want to do, which is what you're supposed to do. Because you are having an inward experience. Remember, 95% is still to be discovered in you.
Mm-hmm.
Life is constantly unfolding.
Stop looking
at everybody else's perception of life unfolding, because you don't know if that's that. You don't even know if that's what they love doing. You don't know that. You're not inside of no one else. You are having your own experiences, mm-hmm. and if you keep moving forward, you will discover. Whatever you're doing right now is your purpose. It's going to constantly unfold. Fall in love with the unfoldment of it.
Mm-hmm.
So you really want to know? You have to start. Just start. Make an attempt. Dare yourself. Dare yourself to do something new. Be innovative. Just go dare yourself, try something new. Because I promise you, the thing you will discover about yourself is the last damn thing you're expecting.
So true.
Because that's what it's always going to be.
Yeah, so true, so true. You know,
yeah,
Alexis.
Keep moving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You got to keep going. Alexis, the one thing I would say to you is you have such a spirit about you. And I know you've been told that before. And, you know, unlike the caller that just called in, that was more of what I would like to call like a level two soul. You're kind of like a level three soul.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you why. If anybody, and I'm sure you can relate to this, if there is a protest going on and Alexis is there, Alexis' ass is there. Alexis will protest, won't you, Alexis?
Yeah.
Oh, Alexis will protest her ass off. What? Y'all need to put her on the team. Anybody need a protest going on, she can get it popping. She going to hold the sign. She going to say the chant, because this is what level three souls do. It really is about belonging. And that's one of your deepest desires, is you want to belong, but not just anywhere, because you recognize that you have a place that you're going to belong in,
mm-hmm.
and that there is a soul group out there for you.
Mm-hmm.
There's a soul group out there. And your main thing is that you want to feel safe. You want to feel safe. You want to be in a place where you can be safe to be who you are, to speak your mind, and to say the things that you want. But you have to give up something in order for this balance to become. Because one of the things, too, about level three souls, you guys look at everything outwardly. It's difficult for you to go within, and that's what Brother Bilal was telling you. You have to realize that the journey is not happening on the outside, that the journey is going on the inside. And this is a lesson that the spirit guides and everyone tells me, that level three souls have a difficult time getting into this energy, and that's you. It's challenging for you to go inward, you see, because when you go inward, you see things as people being, you consider yourself to be inferior to people. Now, this isn't all happening in this reality. I want you to know that there's other worlds and other dimensions where this is going on. And so you're feeling this pressure in this world with that. But you have to begin to start seeing yourself as a leader.
Okay.
So we've got to let go of those stories of it's mama fault, it's daddy fault,
mm-hmm.
it's cousin fault, it's uncle fault, it's this person fault, it's the job's fault, it's the government's fault, it's these people in power fault. You got to let that go, because for a level three soul, that's poison to you. You understand? It feeds you on one hand, but it destroys you on the other, because it keeps you in that comfortable spot of feeling like you're inferior to everything around you. So what you have to begin to do in order for yourself to continuously evolve
take everything that we said here, and I want you to start looking at yourself. And I know this may be a scary thought, that you're the leader. You're the leader. You're not just one of the people in the group holding the sign anymore. You're the leader. So if you want to find a cause that really feeds your soul, that really feeds you from your heart, then that's what you pursue. But don't stop level three souls. You got to stop jumping on somebody else's bandwagon. It doesn't mean you can't work with them, but you got to lead it. That's the only way it's going to work. You have to be the philanthropist in it. You have to be the one to say that our cars are polluting the air. You have to be the one to say that we need to look after our children more. You have to be the one to say that we must care about homeless people. You have to say it. Don't go jump on somebody else's bandwagon. That's why this is not working for you, and you cannot figure out what you came back here to do. A big part of level three is belonging. But recognize that the first person you got to belong to is yourself.
Mm-hmm. That's good advice. Okay.
Mm-hmm. There it is. That's what I got.
That's it.
Yeah. Knack for this. Okay. Yeah. That's good advice.
Well, it wasn't actually advice, because you've been given advice before. So let's be clear about what this is. This is spiritual. This is something that is connected with your soul and your higher self. Separate the two, just like a leader and a follower. Separate it.
All right.
Peace and love. Right. Let us know.
Thank
how
you.
To
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Well, we're going to keep going. Let's see. We have about 22 minutes before we go to the after hour. Still hundreds of you on the phone lines. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 301. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
This is Robert.
Is this Robert again?
Brother Rob.
Or is this Robert?
Robert again.
There we go. What's up, Brother Rob?
Right,
what you
Robert.
Got for us?
How you doing? All right. Hi, Miss Blue.
Hi.
Right, brother.
You even sound
better.
Let me
get better, that
Robert.
Birthday, Rob. Uh-huh.
Robert Call dropped again. We can't play with you no
more. Oh, I dropped?
Yeah,
oh,
Rob, we can't play with you, Rob. You ain't ready, as they say. You ain't ready. We're going to go to the next caller. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 347. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Hello. Can you hear me?
We certainly can. Who's on the line, please?
Okay, yeah, this is Eric from the Bronx.
Okay, greetings, Eric from the Boogie Down Bronx.
There we go.
I did not think I was going to get through.
Ooh, neither did I, Eric. How you get through?
I have no idea. You know what? I said that I need to get through.
Okay.
All right.
We talking about expectations.
Wasn't expecting it. That must be a good thing. Let me get your birthday right there, Eric.
Yeah, I'm 7/15/69.
Okay. Tell us what's happening with you and these expectations.
Well, I don't know. Well, you say expectations. I mean, I'm not really expecting anything.
Okay.
And you're not expecting anything in your life?
Yeah, I mean, I expect good things to happen, but, I mean, other than that.
Okay.
He wasn't saying in the bad way. Yeah, we just...
No. He was just asking. I'm just asking. So you called in and pressed one because...
Well, I wanted to hear what he had on the birthday scene.
Brother Bilal?
Mm-hmm.
No, he was saying...
Oh, yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
He was saying he wanted to know what he had.
So I was asking, you talking about Brother Bilal?
Yeah, because he said that, I'm not sure if he said that, if you're born, like, I think he said something in between certain days. 69 is like, he said the it has something to do with Libra.
Age of Libra. Yeah,
right.
The age of Libra. Yeah,
right.
The age of decision. You came back to make sure everybody, you got to get people out the valley. That's at the core level for you, getting people out of the valley of decision by first getting yourself out. All right? And what's happening, even like right now, let me show you how precise this is. Right now, it's caught up in the material realm. You have to give right now. Detach from material. Because on one dimension, that's your youngest age is in Taurus, and that's connected to giving. The next one would be Gemini, that's bringing everything to a oneness. But if you have any blockage within that area, because the 42 point is the point where we turn ourselves over to give to the universe. You take the first half, you give back to the second half. So you're a natural counselor, natural balancer, but your weakest point, and not in a sense of mean and weak, but you have to detach from material. Give shit away. Be the giver. All right, but that puts you, like I said, in the age of Libra, the age of balance. Also, master builder. You're coming up on it on the double two, which is the master builder, which is a natural leader. So you belong in the beginning of the process. And all you have to do is lead people out to make a healthy decision. Execute the decision. Okay?
Right.
But right now, your weakest point is in Taurus. The material realm.
Yeah, what does that mean when you say that? You know, when you say material, like I'm not really a material.
Well, I'm talking about the physical aspect, period.
Okay.
I'm talking about the physical way of seeing things.
Okay.
That's all I'm talking about. I'm not talking about so as your coat or your car, but I'm talking about all of that is material. But you have to come to a point where nothing matters because material is matter, and really nothing really matters.
Right.
Because that's how you bring people to a balance. Because when someone calls you up, what you say, what's the matter?
Yeah, that's true. What happened?
What's the matter?
What's
because
the
it's some matter that's holding you down. And you more spiritual than you are anything. Very intuitive, very spiritual. And the more you assist people from moving from what they think of their matters, because we exist on too many different places at one time for any goddamn thing to matter. But you literally have to give because you're a little stubborn. You like to hold on to shit. Get rid of it. Get the old shoes you don't wear, the old clothes. Give it away, please. Box it up, frame it up, get rid of it. Nothing but matter.
And you're on point with that. No doubt.
You're in the age of Libra. 45 this year. You're in the age of Libra, though. 69. All right? The age, I'm going to give you the age that you're hosting. I'm going to give you a natural connection with the age of people that you're hosting are from 25 to 31 right now. That's your students. Just like if you're giving the party and you hosting someone, that's your group right there. From 25 to 31, they listen to any goddamn thing you say. Educate them properly and excellent. Do it right. Stand up for what's right for a chance. That's all I have.
Wow, appreciate that. That was
no doubt. Much love.
Yes, yes. All right.
That was perfect. I needed to hear that.
Yeah.
I really need to hear that. That was great. I'm glad I got through.
Yes.
I'm glad you did too.
You got through too.
Because I'm killing two birds with one stone, be honest with you. I'm talking to me and you at the same time. Because if I could find any weakness in you, I got to find it in myself first. How would I even be able to identify it?
That's right.
See, that's what's so devastating when you're working against people and doing something against a person. Because you're really not doing it against no one else. You're opening the door for the shit to be done to you first.
That's right. That's right. So true.
You're going to trap yourself with your own damn hand. You're going to make the fucking move and you're going to box yourself in. I've seen it done over and over and over. That's why the Egyptian brought in pi, 3.14. It will make a full circle on your ass whether you like it or not.
Mm. That's it.
Yeah, a lot of times when I do speak to anyone, if I'm saying anything, I'll always tell them I'm not just talking to you, I'm talking to myself at the same time.
That's right. That's right.
You know?
That's right.
Well, that was
just I appreciate that.
That was wonderful, man. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, wait till you get the wisdom. Give him that wisdom, Ms. Blue.
I don't think he wants no wisdom. He said he called it you.
No. I definitely want to hear from you, Ms. Blue.
Okay. Well, you know me. I don't give readings to people who don't want them. I definitely don't.
I want them. I want it, yeah. You gave me one before. You gave me one before, and let me tell you, it certainly wasn't what I was expecting.
There we go.
Sure, there we go.
It was the opposite of what I was expecting.
Well, that's good.
There you go.
That's a beautiful thing. I do want to talk to you where you kind of are when it comes to your level of soul, kind of like the other one. You guys are kind of in the same soul group that I spoke to, the sister, not the sister that just came on, but the sister before that, where you've had several past lives that you were here. And you didn't have this kind of fear. Again, you're that type of brother that would have an AK-47 right in your room if you don't already. Can you relate to that?
I certainly can, because I certainly would.
Yes. This is definitely the whole thing for you, and that is it. So everything definitely that Brother Bilal is saying as well too about that group that you're here to host and really kind of give that information. And the biggest thing for you, your advantage, is that you really come off as a very person that is very cooperative, that you can get along with everybody. That is the appearance. But inside, internally, you're having many different conversations from many different levels. And they're all kind of going themselves around. Your biggest trust, too. And a lot of this has happened to you. So my heart goes out to you. And this is why I did take a step back, because you have a lot of mistrust. And unlike some brothers who have a lot of mistrust, and a lot of that mistrust come from other brothers that they have dealt with, your mistrust has come from women. Correct?
Right. You're on point. Yes.
Yes. So it was out of my humbleness that I did not just jump to give you a reading tonight, because I understand where you are with that. And so that would definitely be your choice whether or not you're open to that, to even receive that. But this right here, where your mistrust is coming from, is because you have to disconnect yourself from, again, Brother Bilal used the words where he said material things. I'm going to give you another word so you can also throw that in there and look at this from things that are mainstream. You don't do well with mainstream things at all. And so as much as possible, you have to disconnect yourself from that. You really do. You understand? Because a lot of things, anytime that you see, anytime that something comes up and it's something that is connected with the law or it's connecting with something that someone else has made the decision, much like women in your life, even starting with your mother who loved you dearly, but that chick laid down the damn law.
Mm-hmm. Tear you up.
You understand? And that is what you rebel against.
So I want you to understand that you've been masking these things that you've been fighting against and where the mistrust has come from with the feminine face, to take that mask off of the feminine face and begin to put these things and look at them in their abstract form. Start to take a look at them from your right hemisphere, and you will see them as signs and symbols, and you will not see them as the feminine face anymore. And you will be able to tell distrust, whether it's coming from a man, a woman, a child, an alien, from the can on the street, from the car you're about to buy, from the building you're about to walk in, from the store you're about to walk out of. You will be able to see mistrust or where you're being misguided in any and everything. Yes. And you'll begin to start to understand something that doesn't look like you, because at this point you kind of have washed your hands of sisters and said, I don't understand they asses, and I ain't trying to try.
Now, how you know that? Because you're so right. you are so right on that. You must have heard me say that.
Well, you know, I worked in that realm. I want you to understand this, and this is going to be real critical for you, because you have an opportunity as a level two soul to do what many souls don't have an opportunity to do, and that is to take that leap, to take that quantum leap from a level two soul to go to a level seven soul, which is what I call the master soul in this lifetime. So that's what I have.
Yeah, you've been saying some things that you must have heard me say. You must have been listening to me.
Yeah, I'm listening. You better watch out. I'm listening.
You heard me. Yeah, you sure did. You heard me.
Yes.
That was very interesting.
Well, that's what I have for you. And there you go. Don't wash your hands of us sisters. It's still some of us out there. Take that mask off of us and start looking at these things abstract. And then you won't have to worry about putting your trust somewhere, because it is not that feminine energy, because then you're denying so much of yourself, so much of who you are, and so much of who you're discovering about yourself to be. So this is why it's important for you not to do that.
But you know how much I love sisters, though, right?
Oh, no. We ain't talking about, wait a minute, y'all. That's a whole nother story. We ain't going to talk about how much we love y'all. I said we don't trust y'all. I ain't saying
That's right. Two different distinctions. You're right.
It's very, he love us. He just don't trust our asses.
Oh, man.
All right.
Yeah.
Peace and love to you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right, have a good one, man.
Beautiful, beautiful. Wow, can you believe 6 minutes left to go in the form, Brother Bilal? We got hundreds of people on phone lines. We're going to go in.
Great energy.
Yes, amazing energy from everybody here. We are going to still probably take a couple more calls, but I do want to take this time so you can talk some more about the soul alignment reading and your soul cycle calendars that you're doing, and just kind of tell those who are first-time listeners so that they can understand what this is about and how to connect with it.
Well, I tell you what, the readings are so powerful because everybody is totally unique, and it's like it's always organic because you don't know what to expect. So I have to really stay in the seat of not knowing what to expect. Because just, I don't know, it becomes mind-blowing because even for me, just to be navigating it, because the person already know their experiences.
Yes.
That's why the negative is so important. Bring the negative to the table so we could develop the picture
so you could store it away. Store it.
I never saw nobody get treated bad that didn't show people how to treat them bad.
That's right.
Your preconception just on the wrong side of it.
We
the soul alignment is priceless. It truly is. You mm-hmm. owe it to yourself. It's truly
sure
priceless.
Is. It is really priceless.
It's priceless.
The soul alignment and the soul cycle calendar. I will tell you guys
yeah.
that you definitely want to have that soul alignment reading because it really is about you. And just like the readings I do, this reading here is all about
right.
you. It is so powerful. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Mm. But the calendar as well, I mean, you're tracking your energy. You're tracking to see if you're in an up cycle, download. It's that's so effective because you always know the position to put yourself in.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'm not coming up with gimmicks. This shit is not gimmicks. I love this for real. If you really if you really knew why I start doing this, it would blow your mind. Literally. This literally saved people's lives.
Yeah.
I was in that position. Bigger than this, not about no damn paper. This your life is internal.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go behind the scene.
That's it.
So, you know, appreciate you as always. I can't wait till you start that next level readings. Oh, man, crazy. Crazy.
Yes, all of it. And just to remind you guys, don't forget the Love Seminar All-Day Workshop, February
Yes.
Second, it's going down. Seven layers.
Yeah, it's going down.
All
that's
day.
Done deal. That's going down. I'm not even.
Yes.
I promise. That's going down. What? Shit. It's going down.
Yes, yes. So definitely,
down.
Guys, definitely, you want to tune in. Question for Blue, QUESTION, the number 4, blue@gmail.com. Put love in the tag, and we will send you the information all about it so you can reserve your spot and be there. It's going to be myself and Brett Bilal and a whole slew of people. If you're self-invested, this is one of our gifts that we're giving myself and Brother Bilal for every self-invested. This is our gift to you guys. You will be able to attend this workshop absolutely at our guest. So that's going to make it even that much more special. So we have tons of people already lined up, and we look forward for all of you guys joining us there as well. And gosh, there's so much I want to tell you guys. Definitely, we got 1 minute to go. Don't forget. Much love to Brother Bobby Hinnett and to his Queen Linda and to everyone out there doing their work. We want to send love and thoughts of joy and happiness and harmony for you. I will be seeing a lot of you this week in readings. I know Brother Bilal got a lot of readings scheduled himself, so we'll be speaking with a lot of one-on-one coming up this week in the readings. And we got self-invested coming up, all kinds of goody things. We're going to keep going maybe for a little bit here, maybe take a couple more calls in the after hour. So those of you who are on the line, stay on the line. If you're not on the line, 646-652-2711 is what you're going to want to do, or Skype in. International callers, just dial the U.S. country code and then get yourself in. By the way, we did not give out the shouts out to all the international countries, but I see you, Egypt. I see you, Saudi Arabia. I see you, India. I see you, South Africa. I see you, Argentina. I see you, Japan. I see you, UK. I see you, Canada. I see you, Amsterdam. I see you, Greenland. I see you, Australia. I see you, Belgium, Italy, Spain, Germany, France. I see you. We see you. We know you're here, and we love you, and we love all of our Remix listeners who are listening live right here. I see you guys. See you in Mozambique. I see you in Mauritania. We see you guys. We see you out there. So we're about to go to the after hour so we can, I guess, see some more of you.
There we go.
And just continue. The rest of you, you know what to do. If you like the show, like it. If you love it over on Facebook. Love it on iTunes. Love it right here. And don't forget to download. And we're about to go to the after hours, and that's where we are. I'm going to skip through. I just am really loving the energy of all of our callers tonight. They are just so amazing. Yes, beautiful callers. So we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code. It looks like, let's see here, because I'm jumping all over. Calling in from area code 615, you're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace.
Who's on the line, please?
It's Bill Johnson calling from Cashville, Tennessee.
Okay. Did you say Bill Johnson?
How you doing, Brother Lau? Sister
good,
Blue.
Big brother.
Wow.
Greetings.
This is an awesome day for me. You don't even know. Awesome
this
day.
Same on our end.
Yes.
Good
yes.
to hear you hyped up. Shit.
I know.
Let me get your birth date.
4th of July, 1971.
Ooh, 4th of
July.
July.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what's up. 71. One second, umbrella. So how's it going, man? What you expecting? What's happening with the expectation and the aspiration?
Well, kind of had a rough year this year, Brother Lau.
Okay.
The weird thing about it is, I had a real deep connection with Brother Bobby Hemmett.
Okay.
I had a dream about him about 4 years ago that me and him was on an airplane, and we had
wow.
this. Real deep conversation. I don't even know what was. I can't even remember what it was about, but I do remember that dream. And I was in Atlanta back here in October. You know, he's from Atlanta, and
yeah.
Right.
You know, he had a. And when I was leaving Atlanta, I had a stroke driving out of Atlanta.
Wow.
So it's kind of, he had a stroke, and then I had a stroke like the very next month. So it's been a weird year this year.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of expectations.
Yeah.
So all of that happened this year? When you had your stroke?
Well,
what year?
2013, October 3rd.
October. Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because I see a lot of what's crossing you is you bringing everything back to oneness. You see what
Ms.
Blue was talking about? Those faulty frames on one side and that 800 million on the other side, you have to bring everything to oneness. You have to, you see, all that thinking is causing this shit.
Mm.
All of that thinking is bringing everything to one.
Mm.
And you're not moving to the middle. And let me give you a listen at this example. What's the difference between hot water and cold water?
Yeah.
Is what?
Temperature,
right? What's the common denominator between them both? Water.
Okay.
That's the oneness. Bring everything back to one. Because you're going to be on either side fussing with someone if it's cold, based on my experience, hot to me may not be hot to you. Cold to me may not be cold to you. Stay focused on the one. You have this split. You're very intuitive. But it's your thinking that's getting the best of you. You think about every goddamn thing. You doubt every damn thing. You got to become definite. Make a decision and move.
You're right.
All this coming, you're not speaking up. You holding all this shit in. This is happening in your internal world. Who you holding it in for? Who feeling you not trying to hurt? Can you see someone's feelings?
No, I can't, brother.
Then how can you hurt them? This is you stepping up and speaking your truth. Stop being in doubt. Move on. Develop the damn picture. Stack, throw it. Put the shit in organized. Put it in the file cabinet. Stack the shit up and move on. Move forward.
Mm-hmm.
Move forward. I love the intuition, though. Oh, you on point with the intuition, but you don't trust the shit.
Yeah. It's the thinking that shuts it down, you know? And this is so beautiful, and I love what you're saying, Brother Bilal. This definitely lines up with this brother's soul, because you're a level 8 soul, which is pretty high.
And that number has followed me all over the place. My life number is 88. That number has followed me all the way from Iraq all the way to back here. I mean, everywhere I go, everything ends with an 8 or starts with an 8.
Yeah. Well, this is truly speaking to where you are. You're kind of what I call a level 8 soul. And I want to tell you some things about a level 8 soul and how this is just really, really just kind of impacting you here. You are all about the oneness. That's you. And, you know, the thing about you is a lot of your experiences from past lifetime experiences has really taught you to be able to see the differences in people. You understand? So just as much as you are about the oneness, you are also about understanding the separation. And that's where I think you get caught up in, because you have so much of that experience as a level 8 soul that you can understand the separation. And so you get yourself, like Brother Bilal was saying, caught up in really trying to take care of so many burdens that are not yours. In fact, you will be a part of something and you will dedicate your all and you will give everything that you have and not shit will change. You understand? And really, sometimes you literally forget that it's not all about the journey. You know, we tend to think that, oh, it's just about the journey. No, it's not. It's not all about the journey, because along that journey, there are certain goals and there are certain things, certain work that we came to do that we must do too. I want you to understand about the stroke. There's many reasons when we start to look at this from an occult perspective that strokes come about. Speaking from myself, at a very young age, I had a stroke. A stroke is about taking on way too much. But hear me when I say, it's not necessarily physical responsibilities, but these are responsibilities that we filled inside of our spirit. A responsibility to do certain things, a responsibility to, you know, to do things for the greater good of those that are connected with us. And a lot of times what happens is that moves you outside of yourself. But you've come to a place where you got to a place where nothing mattered. The only thing for you was for you to be on this spiritual quest. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. But you never kept in mind that there must be things that must be done, created in this process. So it's many reasons for the manifestation of stroke energy. When you think about your heart, I want you to think about this, your root chakra. A lot of things was going on back in October when you got ready to have this stroke. And one of the main things is where you were staying, there was no stability there. Your foundation was shook, correct?
Oh, most definitely.
Yes. There were problems with money. There was problems with finances. It was all kinds of things that were going on. Strokes are connected to your blood, and the two places that those things are connected to is your heart and to your root chakra. One thing for you, and particularly for level 8 souls, they love very intensely. You love very emotionally and very intensely.
You're teaching.
Yeah, you're right.
I will take that as a definite yes.
I'm 1,000% Cancer, 1,000% Cancer.
Well, this even takes you more beyond the cancer realm. And I know you know that. This takes you more beyond the cancer realm. But see, what happens because you're a level 8 soul, to whom much is given, much is required. And so you have a lot of experience from prior past lives. And a lot of that information is coming on, like Brother Bilal said, it's just pouring out, that it's trying to come out. And you're constantly trying to block it, because for blocking it, it allows you to become complacent and you don't have to be responsible for shit. The heart is responsible for recycling things, and you're a recycler. If somebody were to start recycling, you jump right on, bam, bam. You would do it. You would put the plastic where the plastic goes, the cans where the cans. You would do that. And on some levels, you believe in recycling things. But what I want you to get out of is stop recycling your life. And so that stroke came to stop you. See, the stroke stopped you from making the same mistake over and over and over again. And not because in this life you're a cancer, because you have experience from past lives that you can use if you tap into your wisdom and you don't have to do it again. So in a sense, your stroke was a blessing for you. It was.
Lord, I've been listening to you for.
Go ahead.
And listen, I've been listening to you for on the last 3 years. I just want, if you could, for 1 second, could you tap into my past life for 1 second? Can you step into that?
I'm already in it. Do you hear me? I'm already in it, but I understand what you want to hear from that past life. I know what you want to hear. I know what you want to understand from that past life. So I will take this time very quickly, and I will take a glimpse into your past life.
Mm-hmm.
One of your particular past lives, you actually was living it feels like what would be somewhere near the Middle East at this particular time. You had a very large family, lots of boys in the family, lots of them taking on, doing things in the family business. And your family business, you guys were merchants, and you did a lot of trading. You did a lot of trading. Your family did a lot of trading. For you, trading was a big thing, but you really kind of wanted to branch out and do your own thing in this particular past life. And you was a man in this past life, and you had a wife. You had a wife and you had children. Your father kept you guys so busy with your merchant business, trading and merchant business, that you didn't pay any attention to your wife whatsoever. She was secondary. You had several children. When you came home one day, your wife and your children were gone because they left. Your wife left, and she left with someone else. And you spent the rest of that particular life being very miserable, being very bitter. You had all the riches in the world, everything that anyone could ask for, but you were a very bitter old man. And that's how you made your transition. I'm telling you this particular life because this is one that's impacting you most. That's why in this life, when you get a woman, you straight up stalk her ass. She's like, this is too much fucking love, okay? Can you not love me this much? And I know you've heard that before.
Oh, you're teaching.
So this is why you're doing it, because it's a part of you that was compensated or trying to compensate for the past life of this one. We have many past lives, and I've talked about this before. But a lot of times we have things here that really, I call them markers, that activate these things from a past life. And this is one of your past lives that got activated here. And so there's two things in this world that you would like. If you could have somebody to love you and support you, and you could do your spiritual work, you would be the happiest man in the world. That's it. You would call it a wrap. You would tell people to get the hell away from you. You don't need nothing. That's it. But I love going into the records, and I love taking a look at our past lives, because simply all of our answers are not here. Why do you think that our government, our planet, our world spends so much dollars going out of space? Because they recognize that all the answers do not exist here. They simply do not. So the past lives are powerful, because just hearing this information right now, I can see all of your energy centers. I can see your aura expanding. And this is also bringing confirmation to you, because a part of yourself sometimes thought, am I fucking crazy? Why do I love so fucking much? I'm not a girl. Why am I doing all of this crazy shit? This is why, because it's a part of you, a part of your soul that feels that you want to have this experience, to see what it feels like now on this side to be able to love. We're here to evolve. And just knowing this, because I've seen people's lives instantly turned around, this is like a DNA explosion happening inside of your spiritual DNA, which is very different from your physical DNA. So that you can begin to understand that, yes, you can have love. You can have someone that loves you. You don't have to stalk them. You don't have to smother them with love. You don't have to promise them your life to love them. You can simply be who you are, and that is good enough. You will know that. And then the other thing. Spirituality, that spiritual quest, understanding that you're going to get that regardless, but there's still work to come. Sometimes we like to look at this earth plane and just say everything here is mundane, but we came here for that experience too. It is just as a bigger part of your spiritual work as everything. Why do you think our ancient ancestors in Kemet had no separation? They had no names for all of these things that we have now separated into parts and given names. They seen it all as one. And that's what all as one means. That means you need to keep a job. That means you need to be responsible for shit. That means you need to do your spiritual work. You need to take care of the mind, the body, the soul, the spirit, and the heart. All of these are one. So this is what our brother was talking about. No man left behind. No child left behind. They were talking about the components of the spirit, of the body, of the mind, of the heart, of the soul. Leave nothing behind. Make sure that you're going right. So your stroke was a blessing for you, because it allowed you from another plane to be able to bring yourself back to one again, so you can behold and truly understand what it is that you're doing here. So that's what I have.
Yeah. You're the truth. You're the truth.
She did it.
She is the truth.
We
I
are
want to thank you,
the truth.
Yes, yeah, we the truth. Brother Law, you the brother, you the truth yourself, brother. I really appreciate.
Well, we would be, trust me, brother. We all mirrors of each other.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And see, when you see that first, you the damn truth.
That's right.
Because you the one having this experience.
That's right. You the truth.
Look what, see, that's why history is so important. See, Ms. Blue, just look what she did with your negative.
Mm-hmm.
What you thought was negative. It's just a picture you need to frame up. That's why the feminine touch, that's why women carry that right hemisphere, respect it, honor it, because it's mirroring a part of you. What side did you have your stroke on?
It was on my right side, which affected my left side.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, the left side. You understand? That's the thinking and all that shit. Frame it up. So you the truth. You the truth for being honest.
Yes. Yes.
Do you realize honesty pulls out more honesty? Whenever you're being honest with someone, it's going to be a magnet to draw honesty out. That's why if you're fussing with someone and you're just fussing, and then you say, you know what? I never liked this about you anyway. You say, oh, motherfucker, you know what? I'm going to tell you the truth. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. Because honesty pulls out more honesty.
That's right.
The more you can open.
Yes.
the more you receive. Stay open.
Stay open. Yes. Peace and love.
Thank you, brother. Good deal.
Yeah.
Peace and love. Peace and love. Thank you, Ms. Blue. Peace.
You're welcome. Peace and love. Wow, wow. What callers tonight, you guys. Wow.
Yeah, they're getting it in.
Yes, they are definitely getting it in. We're going to go to the next caller. Wow, let me see. I think I kind of lost my place here, but I'm just going to jump around. Calling in from area code 205, you're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Peace, Ms. Blue. It's Ramsey.
Greetings, Ramsey.
What's going on? How y'all doing?
We great. How
all
about
good?
You?
Feeling good?
I'm all right.
Let us get that birthday.
I'm sorry. What's that?
3780. Oh, that's my man. All right, what's up with you, big brother? I remember you.
Yeah.
It's all good, man. It's all good.
Yeah, you know,
get
I'm calling
that link
in.
Right there.
I'm calling in. You know, I heard Ms. Blue giving out the levels on the soul, so, you know, I want to know what level I'm at.
What level you at, huh?
Yeah.
You set, you know, you setting yourself up for a good joke right there. You know, what's that song about get on my level? What's that song about? What is it? You're not in the chat room, are you? Are you in the chat room?
No, I ain't in the chat room.
Well, good, because it's a good thing.
What did they say in the chat room? What did they say?
They said we love you. They said we love you.
Yeah, okay.
Well,
1980. Go ahead.
No. I'll tell you what. I'm definitely gonna let Brother Bilal go do his thing, and we're gonna give you all of that because this really goes together. And I'll tell you because this is what we were talking about. Definitely being open, and that's how the magic really happens. Trust me. Trust and believe.
Okay. Oh yeah. Well, I'm looking at this and. You say 1980, so you in the age of Scorpio, okay? And that's in reference to Uranus. So you are here for the resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
This is the phoenix coming back, you understand? That all you have to do is keep living. Just keep living.
Right.
Just keep, man, look, you see what you just said? What you just said? Right. Do shit right.
Mm-hmm.
If you do it right, it's going to take care of itself. Draw the line. Stand up for what's right. Draw the line.
Man, I be catching flack for stepping up for what's right.
Yeah, you know, but don't worry. It's going to come in your universe because you're here to resurrect. You're here for the resurrection. And when I say resurrection, I'm talking about what appears to be dead coming back to life like you do with that damn plant.
Right.
Go after the plant that's dying and bring it back to life. That's going to give you proof that it wasn't dying. It was just an appearance. See, you appearing to be, I know, but look, you appearing to be down. You appearing to be doing bad. You giving it life because you putting your thoughts into it. You putting more of your thoughts into fucking shit up than doing it right. Become more detailed. Stop making excuses for doing shit right. It's only so many times somebody could tell you what to do. You have to go and do it. Don't play with it.
Right.
Put your research up. See how, look how you keep saying right.
You realize how many times you're saying right?
Yeah.
Get on it. Do it right. Stop half-stepping. Do it right. Just step out there. Hey, your fucking self. Go do it. There's only so much talk we could do. We could sit at a table and talk for eons, but if you don't go and do it, you would never get to see it manifest. Remember, you own the only limitations you have are your own. You setting them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to know what limitations you set on yourself by what you're producing. It's no limit.
All right.
See you right again.
All right. So let's talk about where you are. I know that was one of your main things. You're really at what I call a soul level of creation. So that soul level of creation. And I'm going to tell you sort of the adverse to that of a soul level coming at creation, which is about a soul level six, like a five kind of turning into a soul level six. And the number one thing for you is that you could go soul within yourself sometimes. That's your strong point, that you're able to really kind of block things out and go within. But then what happens is a lot of times the out of balance of that is the self-doubt, like Brother Bilal was talking about. You carry a lot of that self-doubt. And here's a couple of reasons why for you. At this soul level, at level six, you reincarnated in many different backgrounds and many different cultures and different races. I know it's only one race, but you know what I mean. Many different races. So you can pretty much get along with anybody. That's not your problem. You don't have the problem like the other brother of being inferior. You don't feel that, but it's your own self-doubt that's doing it to you. Level soul six, that's it. And like Brother Bilal says, you got to get out there and do it, because what happens for you is that you see yourself so different from everybody else. It's almost like you're this foreign alien that landed on this fucking planet and don't nobody understand you, but you understand everybody.
tell the chat room that.
I did. They hear it. They hear that. So that is that is definitely where you are. So the thing about it is that's keeping you stuck is that you have formed all of these different pictures about everybody else, because, you know, level six souls feel like because they have been in so many different races and so many different places that they understand people better than anybody, right? That you have formed all of these pictures that you truly believe that somebody who has any kind of wealth in this world is a shallow ass person. Yes, you do. If anybody start talking about money and what they got, you like, fuck that nigga.
He just wants money.
Forget about that girl. Don't nobody care about her and what she got and what school she done went to and her education. We don't care about that. So you have done this to such a level that you have become... What's the opposite of a magnet, Brother Bilal? What is that? What would we call that? Like a repellent? Like a repellent,
yeah.
Almost? You have become a repellent for generating wealth. Because deep down inside, you feel... Now, I will tell you this because I don't want to scare you. You did not quite come back to take a vow of poverty. You understand? That was some shit you developed when you got here.
Right.
you didn't come back to take a vow of poverty, so I don't want you to think that this is a part of your work, because it simply is not. But it is a part of your It's a part of your challenge. It's a part of your journey for you. It's to begin to understand that even though you're on this pursuit of self-knowledge, it is not meant for you to do it alone. And you can't keep bailing out and changing the rules when you start to see things that you don't like. Because you're a runner. I swear, we got more people that need to be on the Olympic track team in the remix than anywhere in the world. You're a runner. Your ass will run. Yes. So this is the big thing, you see. This is the big thing for you. You understand, is that you allow these illusions to become your truths for you. And it causes you to become stagnant by holding on to these things. And so you have to begin to you have to let that go. You have to stop thinking of everything as being a rule to you. Because anytime you think of a rule, you think it's something trying to dominate you. It's something trying to control you. And then you get into this vicious cycle of fighting for freedom when ain't nobody holding your ass. There's nothing holding you back but you. Nothing, absolutely nothing but you.
And you're doing a good job. You're doing that shit.
And you know, here's the other thing. You came back for art and beauty. Everything that we're talking about here, that's you. You love looking at beautiful shit. But you have formed this illusion in your mind that if it's beautiful, somehow that's something you need to run away from. You know. You kind of that brother that sisters like sometimes because you like ugly. You try to take ugly and make it beautiful. You try to take ugly and make it beautiful. That's what you want to do. You want to take ugly and make it beautiful. And then when it don't work, you ready to go. You ready to go. Ah, no, I'm out. Yeah, we can't hear you, brother, loud. You're speaking.
Oh, yeah. No. You're right on point because that would be what we say the age he came in with Scorpio, that's what they're about, redeeming trash into treasure.
Okay.
But it's internal. It's a state of the mind. Huh?
Yes.
It's a state of the mind because you know, and beauty is an internal thing. It's internal.
Yes. Internal, not
external. Your perception is making it trash. That's why you can't throw people away.
That's right. You can't throw them away. You can't throw them away. Can't throw them away.
Without throwing that part of yourself away.
That's right. There you go. Without throwing a part of yourself. So you're a level 6 soul. That's where you are. And this really is about you, you know, getting rid of those illusions from yourself and really just kind of standing in that space and doing the work and understanding your journey here. And that really to know that you're not really that different from anybody else.
Right.
Yeah. And then the next time you find yourself in this place, just look yourself in the mirror and say, what the hell am I fighting for? You keep fighting and fighting and there's nobody. It's like the ghost. You know, you swinging, you shadow boxing. That's what it is. You shadow boxing. Ain't nobody there.
All right. I don't even know why it's working out that way.
Yes, you do. There you go again. You tried to throw a right hook in the shadow. Nobody there. It's working out that way because you're doing it. But now that these things have been brought to your awareness, you get an opportunity that every living being on the planet gets. You get to use your free will to take the information in and use it, or to continue to shadow box.
Right. Okay. I got you.
He said, right. Right. Right.
I'm getting good stuff.
Yes, yes. Well, peace and love to you, yes, my indeed. Level 8 soul. Peace and love to you.
Peace, y'all.
All right.
Yeah, peace in chat room.
He said peace in chat room. Aw, that was beautiful. Yeah, wow.
Good stuff,
what
good stuff.
An amazing share here tonight. Just so many, and so many of you guys are still on the phone lines, over 100 of you, still there with your hands up. I do want to encourage you guys to reach out to Brother Bilal at BilalTheExperience@gmail.com. And, of course, you know how to reach out to me, questionforblue@gmail.com. We are going to get ready to close out. Don't forget, we got some amazing things coming up for you guys. And all of these things, people are already telling you in the chat room, Brother Bilal, check your email. He's on the show. He's on the show.
Yeah, I can't do it. I can't multitask. I'm multi-dimensional. I can't multitask like you. I'm sorry.
They already saying, check your email. Check your email. So definitely.
Yeah.
Want you guys. We look forward to seeing you, of course, back in the remix, of course, in Self-Invested, and definitely for those of you who will be joining us on the 22nd for the Seven Layers of Perfection, the Love Seminar, because that is going down. That is going down.
All right. I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it as well. It's always a treat to have you come on, Brother Bilal, and to share your magic with us this evening. It has been simply amazing, simply wonderful. And we're going to get ready to get out of here. Peace and love to all of you guys out there. Don't forget to download. If you like the show, we want you to like it. If you love it over on Facebook. Love it right here. Go over on Twitter and love it on iTunes. Just love it all over the world. And we will see you, of course, back in the remix. Much love, warm spirit. Peace and love to you guys out there. Much love, everybody. Peace.